All right, great. Good evening, everyone. This is the January 21st, 2026 meeting of the WPFW Local Station Board. Kamau Harris, Chair of the Board. Ellen Carter, our Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Yes, Irene.
Here.
Verna.
Present.
Wayne. Michael Byfield. Bill Curtis. Violetta.
Keep talking to you, but I'm about to leave. I just want to beat the train.
Here.
Vanessa.
I'm here.
Susan. Sue. Robert.
Present.
Kamau is here.
I'm here.
Michael Hirsch.
I'm here.
Julie. Arthur Hyland.
Good evening. I'm here.
David Chiasi.
Here.
Ambrose. Ambrose. And then Tony Leon has resigned. Mariah. Mariah. Ron.
Present.
Minerva.
I'm present.
Okay. Michelle. Michelle. Wanda.
Here.
Dennis.
I'm here.
Thomas Chase. Thomas. Junette did contact me. She said she'd be late. Juara. Juara. Okay. Has Wayne Bruce come in?
Not yet.
Has Michael Byfield?
Not yet.
Bill Curtis?
Negative.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, I just spoke with Bill. He said that he'll be calling in a little bit later, Bill Curtis.
Thank you.
Okay. Sue?
Not yet.
Mariah? Mariah?
Not yet. If you go back, Julie is here.
Okay.
I just spoke to Jawara, and he says he's having a difficult time getting in, but he's still working on it.
So. Okay. Thank you. Michelle? Michelle and Mariah, nothing. Okay. When they come in, if you could just let me know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ellen. Appreciate that. Member Gordon, if you could be our timekeeper this evening, is that all right?
Sure.
Thank you so much. You all received the minutes from the December meeting. Are there any, corrections or updates to the minutes at this time? I'm sorry. Let's go through, the agenda. You've received the agenda. Are there any updates or, amendments to the agenda as received? All right. Hearing none, we have our agenda approved. Now you have the minutes for December. If you've reviewed them, do you have any corrections or amendments to the December minutes?
I have my hand up. It's Ellen.
It's Ellen. Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Ellen.
Yeah. That's okay. I had a correction.
Yeah.
Just the news report. I changed the name, the submissions for a news report.
Yes, you mentioned that in the email. We have that. So any objection to the update that Ellen made to the fact that Sue was the one who gave us the update on the news report? All right, hearing none, we've got that corrected. Anything else? All right, hearing none, we'll have those minutes approved as with the corrections made by Ellen. Anything further, we can bring them up at any time. 1 second, Michelle. Michelle, you going to come in? No. Yeah, you got to go to the regular scheduled meeting. That's the 21st. Should be on the homepage. Which way?
It's also in her emails.
In your email.
Goes to where it says reply. It's in the email too.
Okay. See if you can do it from the website. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see you in a bit. We're in the middle. Okay. Thanks. Yep. Bye bye. All right. I am going to give 5 minutes here at the top. We have a few members that have turned out. Member Bruce, member Dixon Briggs, and member Williams. If you all want to address your membership at this time, feel free. We'll start with who's here. Member Dixon Briggs, you have the floor.
How about that? Okay. So... first and foremost, it's been an honor and a pleasure to serve with you guys for the last 6 years. I want to thank you for everyone who voted for me to go to the PNB for 5 of those years. I appreciate that. It was an honor and a privilege to serve on that board. I want to thank you for those who supported me during a very difficult period this past year when I felt that I was being slandered without substantiation. And I think the LSB dealt with that extremely well in an integrous way. And I appreciate it, even if you didn't do it to support me, but you did it for the principal. I appreciate that. I want to thank the amazing staff that the station is blessed to have, Miyuki, Katia, Sataria, Stu, everybody. I don't know the names of all the staff people, but there are not many of you. And I know that you all work really, really hard. I want to thank Ellen for, I don't know, it feels like decades of service, Ellen, that you've been, a bit of a glutton for punishment, maybe like me. For being the recording secretary. I want to thank Arthur McLeod. This is going back several years when he was chair, who came up with the, and I always forget the name of it, the CSC, those communication standards, which really, I think, reformed behavior, on the board. It was almost immediate. Some people just automatically left when they were enacted. And we've been guided by them since then. And it was one of the factors that helped the board to know what to do when, as I described earlier, there was a case of what I consider to be slander. I want to thank Dennis for being such an outstanding chair of the LSB and chair of various other committees. I want to thank Kamau for being likewise an outstanding chair of the LSB and other committees. And if I'm forgetting anybody, I apologize. Charge it to, what do they say? Charge it to my mind, not my heart. I do want to say that, I sent you all, the intervener case. It's a very, very, very long document.
but for anyone who's interested in going through and reading it, that's an ongoing matter. So if you want more information about that case, which seeks to restore democratic bylaws to this beloved station, to the network, not just the station, but the network, I encourage you to read that. I urge you to be cautious about anyone who defends the 2025 undemocratic bylaws, but who claim, which were imposed by New Day, but those same people claim not to be New Day. So I urge caution for anybody who's saying one thing but doing another. I am sad to leave, believe that or not. Which means that I accuse Ellen of being a glutton for punishment. I guess that means I'm a glutton for punishment too. And I'll try to find constructive ways to stay involved. I love this station. I appreciate working with all of you, and thank you all for putting up with me for 6 years.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the kind words, Vanessa. Member Williams, do you have anything you'd like to address the body?
Yeah, as always, I will say less than Vanessa. I'm proud and blessed to have had the opportunity through this board to serve WPFW, which I love the station and find it, you know, every day, more and more valuable. And I'm committed to sort of keeping it alive. So I haven't always enjoyed, being on the board, but I've always cherished the experience. I have enjoyed getting to know all of you and working with all of the people that have been on the board. Even though, as I said, sometimes it's been a challenging experience, but we get through it for the greater good. So I thank you all for your support and cooperation during my stints as chair, and I thank my predecessors Sabu and Maniac McLeod, and my successor Kamau, again the staff obviously, who do, you know, just the fact that people can put out a radio station with so few hardworking paid people and, you know, a few dozen equally hardworking volunteers. It's just amazing. I especially want to thank the lovely and generous Ellen Carter, who's been a constant throughout my time on the board, and whose spirit I think helps to hold us together. So I will be around in some way or another, because we need WPFW. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Dennis. Appreciate that. Member Hirsch, before we get into the program director's report, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I think a few more of our members have joined us since the roll call.
Yeah, we have Sue Goodwin, so you can mark her present, Ellen. Member Hunter is here. And Member Chase, Treasurer Chase is here. All right. You got all that? Ellen?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, beautiful. Member Avery Brown, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just wanted to co-sign basically on all the deserved kudos to our LSB colleagues and staff. And I just want to send a special thank you to Vanessa for her unwavering commitment and intellect that, and it's contributed so mightily to our work here. Her careful and discerning attention to details has been critical to our efforts. And I hope that you and Dennis and all the others will continue to monitor and attend the LSB through the community comment. We count on you for that and look forward to that. And thank you again so much for your service, Vanessa and Dennis.
Thank you, Vernon.
All right. All right. We have the program director's report in hand. I don't see Katia this evening. Miyuki, will Katia be joining us or no?
No, I'm sorry. She's on vacation and she's not able to be here today. She did send it in Monday. So, I thought if anyone had any questions, I could address them or I can read your report as is. She did submit it, early Monday. So everyone should have received it.
I don't think you have to read through it. It's pretty lengthy. Did anyone have any questions or get a chance to review the program director's report? And would you have any questions for, the PD? Member Nyawi, you have the floor.
Hi, good evening. I did look over the report, and I was just curious, maybe Miyuki might be able to give more details on what are some of the obstacles that are coming up with the efforts to work with the Cuban embassy to do some programming with them. If you could say more about that, if you...
I'm sorry, I don't know the details of what her challenges are with that. I know that she's been meeting with them, and I know that it's supposed to be moving forward, but I'm sorry. That's a question we'll have to ask her and get back to you on.
Okay. All right. Just curious.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. Any other questions we can relay to the program director? All right. Seeing none, we will move to the membership coordinator's report that will be given to us by Sataria Joyner. Sataria is here this evening. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. Good evening and happy new year.
Happy new year
to everyone. Let's see. I did send it in, so I'll go through it briefly. It's pretty short. So it's mostly the results from our December drive. I'm looking at providing a little bit more detail about the how the drives turn out than I've been doing. So as you may have noticed, I did include how many members we had and things like that. But the goal for December, the December drive was December 14th through 20th, the December on-air drive. And the goal for that on-air 1 week was $95,000. Via the website and our phones, we got $97,364. With Cash App and PayPal, we got $6,812.74. That combines to $104,176.74. Oh, please excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with the flu, so yep. Thankfully we can't catch it through Zoom. we had about 899 total donations. That's not the number of people, simply because, as many of you know, folks give more than one time, and the system doesn't differentiate that when it is counting. It just counts the number of pledges that we put in. So that's a combination of the people who called, went to the website, and did Cash App and PayPal. And we have the tax mailing is, we're stuffing tax mailing this weekend on Saturday. We sent out 11 a.m., but if you can come earlier, like 9 a.m., we very much appreciate it. And if you are interested in it, please contact Vinny. You can contact Vinny at vjack@wpfw.org. I'm hoping all of you have that, but if not, I'll also put it in the chat if you're interested in attending. And our upcoming drive is February 14th through 20th. So the 14th through the 27th is our regular drive. And February 28th, we're going to have a special focus on the 49th anniversary of the station. We have an effort called 49,000. For 49 years. I believe Miyuki is going to give you some more information about that. But it's new. We're a little excited about it, and we're going to need your involvement as we move on with it and really celebrate Miss Station's birthday on the actual date, which is February 28th. The next drive after February is scheduled for May 3rd through the 16th. Those dates are always subject to change, but the 3rd through the 16th is what we have it set for at this time. And that's it. Any questions?
You've heard the report from our membership coordinator, Sataria Joyner. Any questions? We'll take a stat. I don't see any hands, but I just want to say thank you, Sataria. The number of members is very, very helpful for us, considering that this body is going to be moving into trying to push for greater numbers of members for this year. So we'll continue to kind of monitor that and let you know as we increase our efforts in that area. Member Avery Brown, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yes, Sataria, you mentioned that the on-air drive, we met our goal for that. Was there an off-air drive in December, and what was the goal, and did we meet it?
December is generally, because it's the end of the year, we expect to get at least $30,000 that last week of December. We did make it. Let me think. Give me just a moment. I can give you numbers on it. And the whole month, we don't generally set a goal specific to the month itself for the entire month. But for that last week, for the 21st through the 31st, well, I guess that's 10 days, that I just had it set at 50,000. That's what we generally put for that length of time when there's no drive going on. But it made $94,000 in just that time period. And then, Giving Tuesday, if you all remember, Giving Tuesday was the first 2 weeks of December. And that originally was about $19,000, but it's gone up to about $30,000 as we are processing data entry that we were behind on from the beginning of December. And we have people who sent in checks specifically for that without actually telling us. So we didn't go after them with pledge reminders and things like that. So that's that did about 29,000 when it was only expected to do 15.
Thank you. And so basically, and then I'll shut up. But how has our giving been this year compared to, say, last year?
We actually did a little bit more for the month of December than we did last year. I'll have to look at to make sure. I did this comparison, but I can't remember right now. But I think we actually had less people donate during the month, but we had larger gifts. The average gift was larger this December. For the overall year, it was up a little from last year, but not. It's, I don't know what's going on, but not the, what we'd expect, because we are still losing members and we're not recruiting new members at the rate that we're losing members. And so what has been happening historically is that our average gift continues to go up. And that has basically had part of what has been sustaining us is the average gift going up, even though the number of people is going down.
Thank you, Sataria.
You're welcome.
All right. Excellent. Any other questions for Sataria? All right. Thank you, Sataria. Appreciate that.
Thank you all.
We had the interim news director report that should be coming from our member, Sue Goodwin. Sue is with us. Sue, do you have anything you'd like to report on the news department?
Well, as usual, the news keeps coming and we keep reporting it. The one thing I could say is on the day that we invaded Venezuela, we quickly launched into special coverage. And Miyuki and Katia and I made that decision in an unusual move because it was it a Saturday? And it was a day of music programming, and we normally don't break into music programming, but we did it. We didn't do full hour of special coverage, but we managed to get 10-minute break-ins. And we did a great job, and it was interesting. I heard from a couple people who actually said, boy, am I glad you did that. And then they were kind of surprised. So we established the fact that we can do that, okay? And that was a big positive, I think, and a coming together of minds. And I don't have much to say looking ahead, though obviously the news department will have to start focusing on elections, both nationally, of course, but very important for our own city. So I believe that will be a focus of the news department looking ahead.
All right. Thank you so much. You've heard the report, the interim news director report from Member Goodwin. Any questions for Sue? Member Williams, you have the floor.
Yeah. Somebody in some meeting mentioned something about having airing candidate forums. Is that something that the, would that be the news department taking the lead on that? Or is that a larger programming initiative? But I think it's a good idea, however we can manage that.
That makes sense to me. So I can imagine that would be a news department focus, though done very closely with all programmers as well. Because they're going to have to make room for it, right?
Yep, yep.
And I would imagine all of the public affairs programmers are going to have very specific things they want to make sure they can focus on, whether it's candidate focus or topic focus, whether it's local or national. I think it would be up to the news department to query about those needs and make sure they're met. So I am confident saying that it'll be a very collaborative effort that the WPFW News Department should be responsible for coordinating that and making sure the collaboration takes place, but it wouldn't just be making decisions and making programmers adapt.
Okay, great, thank you.
All right, any other questions for our interim news director? All right. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
I don't see our chief engineer, Mo Thomas. He hasn't joined us. I didn't have anything in writing. He won't be here, will he, Miyuki?
I can have him submit a report, but basically during the engineering meeting today, he stated that all our transmitter, everything, we're running very well. There's a broken fan and some small adjustment. He's coming into town Thursday and Friday to address those. We've had some CD player issues. Frenchie just completed installing a new one. We still need to get another part to make another one remote, but we have two new ones and we have two more coming so that we can address the issue of the CD players going out continually. And other than that, we have a major capital campaign that we have to start undertaking for the tech department because currently we don't have our backup connected to the device that's going to make sure that should the electricity go out on our unit, that it'll become available to us. So we're working on all those things simultaneously. But, yeah, right now we are broadcasting pretty steadily. The alarm system for when we go off the air streaming is working very effectively. Today, Tom Chase created a device and we are able to provide incident reports so that we have everything documented in a consistent manner for the times we may have to present something to the FCC or Homeland Security or whatever. So technologically right now we're solid, except for we need to raise more money so that we can connect our generator.
All right. All right. You've heard a brief engineering report. Any questions that we can take back to Mo Thomas? Okay. Hearing none, we're good with that. Thank you so much, Miyuki. And you're up, interim general manager's report. What is going on? Go ahead.
First of all, I want to echo the sentiments of those who've already spoken about the great work that those that have timed out have contributed. Thank you so much for being a bridge between the LSB as well as staff, making that a kinder place, a more effective place, a more collaborative place for us all to work together. Very much appreciate my cousin, my sister, and all the others that have to move on, and can't wait to you. And I will take you at your words, both of you, Vanessa and Dennis, that you will continue to be working and not disappear anyway, anywhere. I have some news to announce and introduced by the chair as interim news director. Sue Goodwin has interviewed with other people, and she has now been offered the job of permanent news director, which she has accepted. And so while we're thrilled about taking off, and we're thrilled about the fact that she is being the official news director of WPFW, so you can strike the I interim off of that for her.
Okay, Miyuki, this is the first time we've heard this in public, and I got a private phone call a little bit earlier today, so I'm deeply, deeply honored. I love this job. I love this station. You know, I just do. And it is just, oh dear. Okay. I am deeply honored. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Congratulations.
Thank you, all of you. I love being a part of this board. It's a community, and haven't had that other places I've worked. So this is incredible. Thank you, Miyuki. Thank you, all of you, for your support.
Thank you very much for all the great work that you did. Anyways, thank you very much, and thank you for the privilege of being able to take away interim for you.
Okay.
So, all right,
so I got to change my email. I guess you'll let me know.
That's all that work.
Okay.
So, thank you very much. My report, unlike Tia's and Sataria's, was gotten late. I did want to mention that I wanted to thank Sataria. You heard her working. She's been working since about 9, 10 o'clock at the studio, trying to make sure these tax receipts go out, working very hard, and doing all this work with, you know, a flu challenge, but we have a deadline. Our tax receipts historically have gone out after the 31st, and they're required by law to go out by January 31st. So, in an attempt and an effort to do that correctly, she is going through a lot of challenges to make sure we're doing it. And it looks really good. It looks like we're going to be able to do that. So I'm thrilled about that. And I wanted to thank her publicly. But anyway, so I just wanted to share that with you all. My report is very brief. Tom will be more expansive on the dollars and cents. Sataria indicated that, yes, we are doing better, and we are. But Tom can be more specific about those things. So I want to let you know that. Operations and engineering, I just briefly shared what Mo shared today. Special programming this month already. We did MLK yesterday, as well as Haiti, the first sovereign Black nation, which some stellar guests came in to give some very important information. Congratulations to Eugenia, as well as Katia, really informing the community and keeping us going. Development and fundraising. Tax receipts are going to go out Saturday. The drive is, as Sataria explained, the special celebration of the 49th. Stole an idea from the Berkeley station. Every year, no matter what day it falls, the day of their broadcast, they celebrate. And so it was already in line with our regular winter drive. We thought we would just end up that day. We have a wonderful person helping us with development right now. Her name is Shayna. Some of you already met her. She came up with a great idea of 49K for year 49. So we're really going to try to push that theme through. And on that Saturday, which is the 49th day of our birthday, we're going to try to raise $49,000 that day. Prior to doing that, and some of you've already helped, we've contacted some major donors in order to get seed money or challenge grants available to provide the programmers so that we can go over the goals that they normally do. Normally a Saturday can do $25,000 to $30,000. We're trying to go for $49,000, and we think we can produce that with the extra help, the energy, and the celebration of the 49th. Verna was asking earlier, and Satari responded in terms of how we are doing this year to last year. We are still, you know, having attrition. We're still having an issue with not getting enough new listeners in. As Satari indicated, the people who already are supporters are giving us more to help us. But despite being doged, despite the fact that the government was shut down for such a long period of time, despite everything going on in the world, that has turned people to us as opposed to walk away from us. They have given to ensure that we can continue doing the good work that we're doing. So I am fortified and very thrilled about that. And again, proud to be part of the family that can engender that kind of support. I'm put in to ask just in general, you know, people want to know what we're doing with the funds. As I said, we got 4 new CD players and we don't spend money recklessly. We're very frugal. But in order, you know, for the past 10 years or more, our annual budget has been $1.2 million. And that's been the same. And the only way we've survived is through attrition. You know, we no longer have a development director, a public affairs person, a operations facilities manager, a receptionist, and much, much more. Reporters, we just continue to lose the people. And that's why, you know, people like Sataria works through being so sick, because we don't have any backup. I mean, I've developed the best possible backup I could with the volunteers and the team that we have. But we need to expand the number of people on staff, especially right now, a development director. And so I put in an ask in the last, the letter that's going out tomorrow for the e-blast, saying where we want to spend the money. In order for us to grow, a development director is absolutely crucial, because without a development director helping, I mean, we have help. Art has done a brilliant job with bequeathments and planned giving. And we have Baba Ize, who's done really well with grants and things, but we need a dedicated person, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 days a week, person on staff who's doing development, who can lead that and make sure that we get the grants and that we get the funding that we need to grow. And I'm also trying to find a grant or trying to find a major donor to help us with the news team. I was floored when I found out that Berkeley has 16 interns through the course of the year helping with the news. We are here in the capital of the United States. 15 minutes from our studio is the White House, is Congress, is the Supreme Court. We should have people on the ground doing all this kind of work on a consistent basis, and we should be feeding the rest of the network. And we can't do that because we don't have the capacity to. But we need, you know, not only the interns, but we need to have an administrator for the interns. So that, as well as capital improvements, as I mentioned earlier, and a long-term plan that we have to consistently work for is a building. We have to continually have a place where we are saving with the vision, with the purpose, with the intent of acquiring something where WPFW has a home, where we can house the interns, where we can have these meetings, where we can, do presentations, where we can collectively train people. But we, a building, what we have now suffices for what we needed. We needed to get to a place where we could lick our wounds, where we could get ourselves financially straight, where we could improve our credit rating and all those things. We're doing that. But we need to get to the next step in order to do so. Those are the things that I have trying to move forward to. So that's all I have for now, unless anyone has any questions.
All right. Thank you so much, Miyuki. You've heard the interim general manager's report. I'll take a stack now if there's any questions for her. All right, I have member Avery Brown and then member Lane in that order.
How much time, Mr. Chair?
2 minutes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll be brief. Thank you, Miyuki, for that strong report. Quick question, though. What is the status of the search for a permanent IGM?
General manager.
Sorry?
You said IGM, permanent general manager.
Okay. What is the status of that search at this point?
I spoke to the director today. She thinks that we can start getting things moving in about 2 weeks for the interviews and everything. So that's what we're moving to. That's the target right now. Now, it's a moving target only because other fires get in front of things sometime. But right now, she plans to start the process in 2 weeks, or have it completed within, well, I don't want to say completion, but we'll start the process. All the resumes were in as of 12/31. They're being reviewed, and then the interview should start within 2 weeks, she hopes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, I may have missed it, but is there actually going to be a celebration for, the 20th, the February,
Yes.
Then, okay. So.
Well, what's scheduled now, Verna, is that we're going to have on-air drive from the 14th to the 28th, and the 28th being the drive for the, the actual party on air. Then on March 1st, we're going to have an event, probably a jazz event, where we just sit down because we're going to be pretty tired. It'll be a presentation, a concert presentation, where we're inviting people from like 4 until 6 or 8 to come listen to music and have a, quiet party. There's not going to be a celebration like the 48th. We're going to hold off for that for the 50th. But we're going to have at least three events throughout the course of the year, reinforcing the fact that we're in the 49th year. We'll do different types of music, different venues, different artists that just celebrate the 49 years of WPFW in this community.
And finally, is there a fund started already, savings towards a building for us?
Yeah, we already have money of the building fund that we started for our initial move and build out. Mo and his team were able to do, and because we moved into an actual studio, the cost didn't cost, it wasn't as much as we anticipated. Therefore, we have that sitting there already. But realistically, it needs to be grown about probably at least 4 or 5 times what it is now. And that would give us a down payment and build out. But something, yeah, we have something started. There is some money there.
Okay. Thank you. And I will see you on Saturday and help with those envelopes for the tax return.
Thank you so much. And that was part of my ask. I was going to ask if anyone's available. 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We have to get them done early, try to get people out before the snow. But it's really important. And this past year and a half, we've been trying to build, rebuild audiences' confidence in us. We're going to get the thank you gifts to you, whatever we owed you in the past. We're going to get to you whatever we promised currently. We're going to respond to you when you call. And we want to try to do this minimal that's required of getting tax receipts to folks. So thank you very much, Verna. I hope to see others of you there as well.
All right. Thank you. Member Lane and Member Nyawee in that order.
Good evening, everyone. I'm sorry I'm late. I just got home. Haven't even taken my hat off yet. But two things. I may have access to a professional fundraiser. I just wanted to say that. I'll put that in the chat. The other thing is, have you considered a platform like GiveButter?
I don't know what that is. Are you asking me?
Well, I'm asking you and the whole group. I mean, GiveButter is a fundraising platform, and I would advise to at least check it out. I put the link in the chat. I'm using it. You can raise monies for specific kinds of campaigns, and it's national. All the paperwork we already have, and it's a good way it's a more efficient way than what we have. I'm telling you that right now.
When you say more efficient, what does that mean?
Well, say for example, someone makes donation. How is the response to that donation? Is that response automatic, or are we still, emailing people with thank yous?
We're emailing people with thank yous.
Exactly. That's my point.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't understand your point, honey.
Let's do this.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're getting into kind of the weeds of it. He's giving a suggestion. Let's kind of take that offline. We'll do a little research since nobody here
really
about it. And then we can circle back with Member Lane and kind of work on a strategy. Yeah.
And that's one of the best, fundraising platforms around. I researched which one was the best. And this one was a good one, a very good one.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. Member Yahweh, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. I was just curious because I saw the ED's report and it showed almost twice as many resumes for the general manager for PFW than with the other stations that are looking for a general manager. And I was like, don't know. I was just wondering if you had any idea why that's the case with so many more. I don't know. Is it the recruiting effort, or is it just because it's such a sterling station and people want to be associated with it? Or
I'll take that, Wanda, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because where it's located. Maybe there's more candidates in this area. I really don't know, but I'll accept your last statement. You said maybe because it's such a sterling station and everyone wants to be it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions for our interim general manager? All right. Hearing none. We are at, 7:21 time. And, we still got a couple we can get into. So the floor is for Mr. Chase. He's here and, he's going to give us our finance committee report. Thank you, Tom. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think it'll be brief. It's a very positive report. As you've heard, we had a strong end of the calendar year, and strong first quarter of our fiscal year. We're now looking at being ahead of budget by about $20,000 at this point for the year. We're about $5,000 better than budget on revenue overall for the quarter, and about $14,000 less than budget on expenses. So the net there is about $19,000-$20,000. So we're in good shape. You know, at least in terms of our budget for payroll, we're now pretty much up to speed with that. There was some small bonuses provided for all the staff, even a little bit better than the union contract required. So that was good. We were able to do that this year. And we're all caught up on all of our bills. Nothing to tell you about special there. I did add to the budget report this time, and it'll continue to be there, a new tab that shows the breakout by month of the budget. So particularly, you can see, you know, what we were projecting for revenue for the month. And for instance, December, our budget was $180,000 roughly for revenue for December, and we came in about $230,000 for December. So Sitaria gave you kind of where that came from. But, you know, I'll point out in November, and we talked about this at the last meeting, we came up almost $70,000 short of revenue in that month. So, you know, again, we're still trying to get a handle on the month-to-month fluctuations, but, you know, in aggregate for the quarter, we pretty much hit budget on revenue. And again, on the net revenue, we're ahead of budget by about $20,000. I think we're strong going into this next fund drive. We have our budget for January is about $112,000 in revenue. And when I looked at where we were yesterday, we're about $80,000. So we still have a bit of a ways to go the rest of this month. But I think, you know, we look solid, and then we have a strong plan for the next fundraiser. Miyuki mentioned some of the expenses, larger expenses we built into the budget, kind of contingent on some of the other grant and underwriting revenues, but also in the operating budget for investments in our infrastructure at the transmitter. As she mentioned, we're need to get working on that, and it's on my list. But my priority has been to get underwriting kicked off. And we're very, very close, and we'll have much more to tell you about at the next meeting on that. That's my report, Mr. Chairman. I hope you take any questions.
All right. Thank you so much. You've heard the report from Tom Chase. Tom Chase will take questions. Anything for Tom at this time. Anything for finance? I do have one question. So, Tom, I do see on the, and thank you for the report, comprehensive report. So it looks like the savings is, in terms of the expenses, is flowing through the administration costs and programming mostly. In detail, is that, what line items are those? Let me try and see if I can pinpoint it here. Repairs and maintenance. Okay. So we're saving on repairs.
Yeah. So I think that's, you know, we had budgeted 30,000, in kind of the operating part, not the sort of contingent on the investment part, you know, for repairs and maintenance. So that's just spread out over the 12 months, that 30,000.
Yeah. I just fucked away. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
So we've done some, we bought some laptops and some other machines in the studio, the CD player. So we are making investments, but as Miyuki said, we're being cautious and, you know, judicious, but we do have the funds in the budget when we need them to make those repairs in a timely way.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It looks like it's mostly revenue then that's driving the whole deal. So that's great.
Yeah.
Any additional questions for Tom?
I have a question.
That is, oh, Member Byfield, welcome. Hold on 1 second before you have your question. Ellen, could you mark Member Byfield as present? And Member McLean is here as well. So
I got her. Is Wayne Bruce, did he come in?
I didn't see him, but I do. This is, I'm going to change his name. But go ahead, Member Byfield, you have the floor.
Yeah, you mentioned infrastructure in terms of budget. Is there a certain amount earmarked in the budget for infrastructure?
Yes, we have, I mentioned 30,000 for repairs, but the infrastructure is 100,000, and that's primarily for emergency power connection to the generator, you know, and or remote backup transmitter. So we have a budget for that. And, you know, at this point we haven't, we've had a few meetings with AU about the generator, but we really haven't, we need to get an engineer contractor to put a, you know, proposal together for us. And we haven't got that started yet.
Is there an engineer here? Is Mo on the call? Maybe he can answer this question because you know, as you guys know, every meeting I ask this question because I have been monitoring our range in terms of transmission, and we're not there at all. And I think we may have to do some serious evaluation as to whether or not we're actually reaching where we think we're reaching at all.
So let me try and relay that to the chief engineer. You want to ask about the signal and whether or not we're transmitting at a distance that we believe we should be. Is that kind of the question you're asking?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. All right, I got it here. We'll have that.
I have a question.
Still on, but if you can relay that over to Mo and maybe have an answer back to Member Byfield on that.
I have a question.
Is that Michelle?
Yes, it is.
For Tingling Clemens. Okay, I got you. Let me change you. And go ahead with your question. I'm sorry, wait. Member Byfield, was that all you had?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Member Tingling Clinton.
Okay, my question is, what's the in the event that we raise funds beyond, I mean, in excess of our budget, is there a plan generally for those funds?
One more time.
And who makes them?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Give it to me one more time so I can hear it.
I said, if we raise more money than we have budgeted to raise, in other words, if we got a surplus,
mm-hmm.
Who makes the decision about what that money would be used for?
Yeah. So typically the way that the money is used is going to be at management's discretion. That wouldn't be anything that this body would handle, but they have their budget. We're able to look at the budget. And I think kind of to what Tom and Member Byfield were just talking about, there's some infrastructure needs, so on and so forth. So I think they've got an idea of where the priorities are, and they would keep us abreast if things would change in terms of priorities during the year. So. But that's a management issue. So, but go ahead.
Because I guess my question is the decision always made to invest in the infrastructure and not in the personnel?
No, I think you might have missed a little earlier, but our interim general manager has kind of put together something that she would like to see investments in. A development coordinator, or development director, I believe it is, and potentially some other areas, maybe in the news office. But there are needs there, and you're right to ask that. So it's a balancing act. They have to kind of, you know, do what they need to do in order to keep things going. So yeah, there's some personnel requests or priorities, but we'll see how that works out, because I think that's up and above where the budget is currently. So.
Okay. I mean, I would hope that would also include not just bringing in new personnel. I'm not saying just because I don't think we need them, but also the existing personnel.
Ah, sure. Yeah, I don't want to step on toes here. So I'll let them, if Mukey wants to take that one in terms of salaries, current salaries, are we competitive in the marketplace? Or I think that's kind of what you're asking in terms of where our staff is. Do we do any analysis in that way? Do we know where we stand in terms of salaries being competitive?
Thank you for that question, Michelle. Everyone who works at PFW right now, except for Katia and the IGM, are union, and they automatically get a 3% raise annually. That's already incorporated. So they get that. And they also get a small, a modest bonus, which, as Tom mentioned, we enhanced it slightly. In terms of, what the priority will be, we haven't had the luxury of having lots of extra money before, so that never was an option that we had to really had been able to make a choice with. What I find is that it's whatever is the squeakiest wheel at the moment. What we have to direct our funds to where we need it the most. For example, last year, whatever extra funds we went was swallowed up by the rat who ate our electrical box up. We had to get the CD players, not because we just want to have something fancy or newer, is because the other ones broke. So it's, we try to take all those things in consideration. I understand you thinking that we don't need a development director, but we really, really do need one. And so just trying to figure out. I'm sorry.
No, she wasn't.
I said, I don't think that.
She was trying to address. Deal with the current personnel. That's all.
Yeah, we try to take care of our team as best we can, and try to balance off, what the station needs as well as what, our people need, and make sure that, we keep them as strong as possible, as fair and strong position as we can.
Yeah, Kamau, I would add on that if I could, just, for instance, before, until this fall, my understanding is staff was working a lot of overtime and wasn't getting paid, especially during fund drives. And, we've stopped that. We've been able to now, comply with the contract, for, if they're working more than 5 days and all these different requirements. So I would say, just from my perspective, that had been the first priority, is getting straight with the existing staff and making sure that they were made whole, not retrospectively. I don't know what that would look like, but going forward, we've done that. And then, you know, the infrastructure of making sure our signal stays on the air has been a high priority. But as Miyuki mentioned, right behind it is fortifying the staff and growing the staff.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. Good questions, as always.
Can I ask a question, brother? Jawara here, trying to find out about how long we can expect before we have a GM who's not interim. Any idea about that length of the process or any of that?
We had that question come up, and the answer is that the process, since the resumes are in from the candidates, that process will begin in 2 weeks. We don't have a closing date. They don't know when that fully will, you know, flush out a full-time GM, but the process will start in 2 weeks to do interviews and evaluations of the resumes.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right. Seeing nobody else, that's great. Thank you, Tom. Again, appreciate the report. We are a little bit ahead of schedule. If everyone's willing to do so, if I don't hear any objections, we'll move to community outreach report, and we'll hear from the chair, Member Diamond. Any objection to that? Great. Hearing none. Member Diamond, are you ready to give us your community outreach committee report?
Okay. Good evening, everybody. You should have got, well, I sent the report out earlier because I forgot we had postponed our meeting. So hopefully everybody had a chance to read it. We met on January 6th and, President, Miyuki, Kamau, Mariah, Arthur, Martha, Sabu, Lakeisha, Terry, Minerva, Marsha, Shayna was excused, and Ellen and myself. And we basically focused on reviewing the town hall meeting, and we will give you a final report of what we, you know, came together with next month. But, you know, basically in our discussion, it was deemed successful, with positive feedback on programming and community engagement. We also discussed the newsletter and its future direction, and the fact that, you know, they will include potential video content and partnerships with local venues for events possibly. And just going further, we talked about, well, one of the things too is really, really imploring the LSB members to participate in the fundraising efforts, because with the bylaws changes, that will be one of, you know, our primary function, and we do need help with that. We did talk about the Blues Festival and how to revitalize it, and you know, talked about location and different things like that. So that is a work in progress. And also Martha had met with the people who participated, the instructors who participated in the 5K walk, and we want, you know, that to be a goal again this time. And we talked about how to get sponsors and to make that a bigger event with more, hopefully more funds to be raised. And we did float an idea which needs to be made more solidified, about getting around 20 programmers to commit to an event during the year, and for them to leverage their networks, because people like to engage with the programmers, and thinking about doing an event like that. That was about it. Anybody on the committee could add if I left out something.
Anything further from any of the committee members on the outreach committee report? All right. Hearing none, you all have heard Member Diamond, Chair Diamond and her outreach committee report. We'll take a stack if there's any questions. I have Member Avery Brown, Member Byfield, and Member Williams in that order. Member Avery Brown, you have the floor.
Yes, I'm wondering if there are any. Thank you, Viola, for that fine report and the work that you all have been doing. Are there any specific plans? We are hearing that the attrition rate of the station continues and that we're not really reaching new members. Is there a plan or a strategy in place to try to rectify that? For example, or do we have a special outreach that we're targeting youth? And in addition to that, what about social media? There's so many opportunities to bring some of those people into the fold. Do we have a strategic plan to try and address that issue? Thank you.
Okay, we don't have like a concrete strategic plan, but the Youth Brigade have been meeting and in conjunction with the staff and things like that. We always have that on the burner, how to get new listeners in. There is a membership coordinate position by the new bylaws. I don't know if that will help, but the outreach committee is just trying to get in the community and just like we changed the town hall to get different geographical areas and maybe people that we haven't reached before. So, you know, it's a work in progress, and anybody else can weigh in as well.
Thank you, Violetta.
All right. Member Byfield, you're up.
You hear me?
You're good to go, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. First, since Verna went before me, I want to commend you on your show today. I thought it was an excellent show, very informative, especially the second part. You sounded kind of muted, just like you sound now. So I just constructive, technical criticism, but very good show. Kudos to that. Outreach. I'm sorry I wasn't at the meeting. However, last year, I did try to put forward the annual meeting for the board, the retreat, and I would like to resuscitate this year. I know it's early in the year, so it's a good time. We can probably have that in the spring, maybe April or even May, where our board gets together and strategize and discuss, you know, different whatever we want to do going forward. Hopefully we can get that done by March. Last year, I'm hopeful that we can have that would be the purview of the new GM. You know, that's a good way to start the year. And then I'm still committed to the annual tennis tournament that we wanted to introduce, and especially since I found out that Marta Peterson is a tennis player, and I'm going to try to recruit her to join that organizational team. But that I just wanted to add that to outreach and development, I guess.
Thank you for that, and that does put the emphasis. We need a lot of help, so that would be good if the entire board would help with a strategic plan. And we look forward. We'll keep that on the agenda about the tennis tournament as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Member Williams, you're up.
Yeah, a couple of random thoughts about the 5K event. I know we always have a programmer on site serving as a DJ, and I don't know how difficult it would be to do, you know, maybe an hour of broadcasting live from the event with the DJ programmer. That's one thought. And then the other one was to figure out how to do the thing that a lot of these running walking events do, where the participants can each get sponsorships So like each person who runs or walks can get, you know, 10 people to sign up to pledge X amount of money to support them. And that way we would multiply, you know, what we bring in besides just the fees of the runners themselves.
Yeah. I know, that was mentioned in a couple of the meetings, in terms of sponsorship. So I think, the planners of that have that as a takeaway. And I think they're considering that as, something to incorporate in the event. Now the broadcast would be interesting. I haven't, Muki may have an answer to this. Muki, did you want to respond to?
From other member countries.
Go ahead.
The question that Brenna had about social media, just want to remind you that we do have a generous major donor who's underwriting. We have a full social media campaign going on constantly, and that is very active. And as Violetta mentioned, we have the brigade. So we are trying to work and incorporate younger people with what we have already. I'm sorry,
Kamal,
what were you just asking? I forgot what the next thing was.
Member Williams was suggesting maybe a live broadcast to kind of, I think, incorporate, or to make a little bit more, visible the 5K. Is that something that we could possibly do?
It would be something, it wouldn't be a whole event, but we could probably do cutaways like a night, like a news or something, like here we are at the 5K. Scooter Magooter is playing here and, you know, talk to a couple of people on mic or something. That would be a great idea. And the reason why I said we can't do a full swing into the whole event is because Saturdays is our most listened to day. And I don't want to do anything. I wouldn't want to do anything to jeopardize that flow, but I think we could enhance it and certainly incorporate something like that.
Yeah, that's
what I was thinking, especially since, you know, the music of the event tends to fit in, you know, pretty much with the, certainly between, you know, before noon, the music that's being played anyway. So the vibe wouldn't be too different, but yeah, not the whole thing, just a piece.
Yeah.
And, can I respond to Michael Byfield's other question?
Said
that 20.7, kilowatts, which isn't significantly below our normal 22 kilowatts, and that he monitors it and he feels very confident that we're doing okay on that. But since you bring it up all the time, Michael, I suggest that you have a discussion with Laura. I can arrange a time where we can all sit down and you can talk together so you can have your concerns addressed.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. I mean, I love the number, but let's see if he could possibly give us a little like short one pager write up as to, you know, how that particular number, you know, is measured or, you know, comes into the being, and let, member Byfield look at that and maybe have some questions. I think we need to do a little bit more sharing in terms of documentation. And then that way, you know, questions can be formulated. So, I would ask that from our chief engineer. All right. Thank you. Member Byfield, you good?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great. Member Adams, you have the
floor. Hi, good evening, everybody. I'm listening to some of the suggestions, for the 5K run. And one of the biggest things that sets out with me with the 5K, and I've done them for the Arthritis Foundation as well as diabetes, is that we can't put on a 5K run and advertise for it a month or 2 months in advance. Right now, we need to be working on the marketing for the 5K run so that runners can get sponsors in a timely manner, and so that this event can we can get sponsors in early. That's one of the things that sticks out, is that we need to be marketing for the 5K run like now. If we're going to do it in September, things need to start rolling. If we have a location already, then that's the first start. And we need to be putting flyers in running shoe stores, tennis shoe stores, neighborhoods, everywhere, so that they know about this 5K running that is coming up. And that's one of my suggestions, is the marketing should be upped.
Member Diamond, will you use that as a takeaway for your committee?
And yes, yes, I wrote it down, and thank you for that. And we'll see. A lot of times it's, you know, with what's going on with the station. So, you know, I will, I usually talk to Katia. We talk, deal with her with that, right? So we're not that we want, we always wanted a little earlier, but you know.
Well, let me say this. I don't know if you're talking about maybe a PSA, which is something that would require management. But I think what Member Adams is suggesting is that if we have a location, there could be flyers drawn up immediately and spread into these stores and whatnot to actually get, folks aware of the walk, run walk in September. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
We can market on our own, you know, it doesn't have to be on air marketing. And I do think there should be some lead time for that too as well. But, I think what Member Adams is suggesting is something we can do independent of, management.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Anything else for Member Diamond and the Outreach Committee? All right. Hearing none, we are a little bit ahead of schedule, which is good. So I'll go ahead and open the floor up for our community. This is the community comment and time where, our local station board invites our listeners in the community to come forward and express their concerns, express their gratitude, express their, whatever it might be that they're station is or isn't doing in the community. So we have the floor open now, so please, anyone who'd like to talk or address the board, please ask for the floor at this time.
How much time per comments, Mr. Chair?
We'll go 5 minutes. I'm sorry, 3 minutes, and if they want another bite at the apple, we can do another 3 minutes. You've definitely, you've heard from our outreach committee, finance committee, all of the reports from our staff and management. So anything in that scope or anything else you'd like to address? Member Byfield mentioned today he heard a great show. So if you heard something on air that you'd like to comment about, please do so at this time. All right. We're only here once a month. So I think it's important that we engage one another when we can in a setting like this. I know we used to be in person, but, can still be effective in this manner.
Hello?
Hi.
Are we having community comment?
Yeah, I'm waiting for anyone from the community to join us and okay. comment, but I haven't heard from anybody yet, and so we'll just be patient here. I think folks are formulating their thoughts.
Okay.
Member Gordon, go ahead.
Somebody did ask about it. Come out. I don't know if you saw in the chat, but one young lady asked what time it was going to start, and she was told 8 o'clock. So she jumped out, might jump back in. I don't see her in here now. So at least one person had, you know, was interested in knowing what time it was, which I guess means they might have wanted to speak. So
no, that's perfect. If we, decide as a body to move forward, we'll definitely allow space for that person to comment. I'm sensing at this moment, those who are here now, don't have, anything they'd like to address the body with at this moment. We have a few more points that we have to get to in the meeting. We have our PNB director's reports. We have our program committee, relocation committee, unfinished and new business as well. So, if there's no objection, we'll move forward in the agenda at this time and come back to our community if there's someone that needs to, that someone who would like to come up and speak between the 8 and 8:30 half hour. Any objection to that? All right, hearing none, between 8 and 8:30, if anyone from the community would like to make a comment, please come to the stack and we'll pause to hear you at that time. All right. So right now we have our PNB directors reports. We will hear from our directors. And, again, we'll go in alpha order. We'll start with, member Hewitt and, go from there to, member Pinchback, member Sanders and member Williams in that order. So member Hewitt, you have the floor.
Sure. Thanks, Chair. So the ED report, the shareable version, got sent around to everyone. But one of the things, in case some of you didn't have a chance to look at it, that I wanted to call out to your attention was that all five of the stations had, you know, some sort of pledge drive in December, and then or maybe a little bit earlier in the case of KPFT. And then many of them tried to, you know, do some fundraising at the end of the year, which is a time when a lot of people give, particularly as we approach the end of the year and people who care about tax deductions are motivated. But all five stations raised more than their goal at the end of the year, at least if you include that end of year giving. And so, you know, I just wanted to share that with everyone because that's some really good news. That hasn't happened, I think, in a long time, that all five stations have had you know, really productive, fundraisers. So they just went, you know, not only is PFW doing a good job, but the other stations are too. And that's just good for the foundation. Somebody asked a question earlier about the GM searches and the number of folks who applied for them. And I don't have an answer, but we will see if we can't, you know, ask the ED if, about that. The other thing that I would point out is that there were a couple of people, not that many, but three, who applied for positions but didn't specify what station. So I think each of the pools is bigger by three, you know, apparently demonstrating that some people are willing to, or at least willing to talk about moving around. So we met back in December, but the PNB met on December 4th. I think we already talked about that at our December meeting. And we also met on January 8th. And so I'll focus on the January 8th meeting. One of the things we did there was we met in closed session in part to talk about, the executive director annual evaluation, which the PNB has done a good job of executing for several years in a row now. I don't think there's too much more that I can say about that because we're not really quite done with you know, kind of the follow through on that, but it's an important activity. Another thing that, we did was, we heard a bunch of committee reports. The audit committee, met on January 15th. They're looking into, engaging a new audit firm. I'll also report that, we have, an accountant who is, finishing up our taxes. And so even though they're not the auditor, they are working on the taxes. So that's good because, we had a deadline there that we needed to meet. And I think the audit committee hopes to soon make a recommendation to the PMB and who would then, you know, engage an auditor to get the audits done and get us caught back up there. The governance committee met, discussion about, outreach and development efforts and roles. And, we also talked a little bit about, ways that we would think about, we're putting forward a process for how to replace people on the PMB if someone resigns from the PMB, because we're in this kind of, interim period where, you know, there was a transition period in the bylaws and there's a lot described in the transition period, but there, you know, some details left out. So we were trying to put some meat on the bones, you know, just anticipating that it could happen that some people would, choose not to serve because PMB directors who were elected a year ago because of the bylaws change, will serve for 2 years. And so, so there's that. Personnel committee, met, earlier this week, again, to, you know, keep the ED evaluation process moving along. That was also an executive session meeting again, because of the confidential nature of an evaluation. And the PMB finance committee met, yesterday, and we went over the WBAI budget there and approved it, and it will go to the PMB for approval. Once the PMB approves that, that means that all of the units' budgets, with the exception of the national office, will have been approved. Remember, the fiscal year started October 1st, and so, yes, it's January 21st, but by Pacifica standards, we are like a rocket ship taking off here, because there have been years where we didn't pass all the budgets before that end of the fiscal year, you know, so this is going pretty well, I think. So, that's my report. I'll see if my colleagues want to bring anything else up that I may have forgotten, cause I'm sure I forgot some stuff.
Yeah. What I'll do is, we'll take a stack after all four directors, present. So, member Pinchback, you're up.
All right. I want to remind everybody that elections are going to have to be held, at the end of this year. And the process of conducting those elections is still a work in progress. Now I bring that up because we have people who have termed out for whatever reason, or because they termed out, well, here's an opportunity for them to pursue an elected position, you know, on the board once that electoral process is announced and structured. Now, we have to remind everybody that we have to do that. You know, that's mandatory. We can't make, you know, mid-flight adjustments. That's something we're going to have to do pronto, come up with an election process. Who can run, you know, what's going to be the process, timelines, things like that. So, working with the PMB, I hope that we can come up with those guidelines, with those timetables, sooner rather than later, because there are people out there, like I say, who have termed out. We've got a lot of good people that we've lost, who would make probably good candidates, for, this upcoming electoral process. So I want to remind folks of that. The other thing is that as, as Violetta had mentioned, the mandate for this election was to, well, for this bylaws change was to have, the boards more responsible for things like outreach, and such. And with the revelation that we're still losing listeners, you know, in all categories, that's something that we are going to have to take on, full force. Otherwise it's going to continue. And that's one of the mandates, you know, of this, one of the mandates of this, this bylaws changes. So I expect some activity and will encourage some activity on the part of the PNB to be a part of that, and help initiate that, but also the electoral process. We need to come to the table with, what's going to happen, when's going to happen, and, sooner rather than later. So I just want to remind our board members of that responsibility. That's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Member Pinchback. Member Sanders, you have the floor. Member Sanders, going once. Member Sanders, going twice.
Hey, Kamau, please give her a little time. She's been having difficulty with her connection anyway. She said that in the beginning. Can you give a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds extra?
Yeah, that was counted down. I can skip. Member Williams, you have the floor.
Okay, yeah, briefly, I, unfortunately, I had to miss the January, PNB meeting. Other than that, I've been, involved with the personnel committee, and Julie covered that, pretty well. We've been working, pretty much full steam ahead for the last couple of months, on the evaluation of the, executive, director. And that's moving along. No decisions have been made, but, yeah, I think ahead of schedule, or at least it started late and it has caught up to where it was, last year in terms of the time frame, for that process. So that's really all I've got to add at this point.
All right.
Okay. And thank you, Kamau, for giving me the time to get this system trying to work. Good evening, everyone. For the PNB, what's going on, you've heard the majority of the information from Julie as to what's taking place right now. I'm chair of the audit committee, so we are in the process of trying to locate a company or a group that will look at our documents to help us complete our audit. We did have someone. They were doing a great job, and someone on the outside, not a member of the PNB, decided to send something forward that caused that group to decide they would step away. So now that's why we're looking. I'm also on the personnel committee, and we're working on that. And Dennis is right. We're working to put in place what's going on. And this is dealing with the executive director, her evaluation for the year. Along with looking at the upcoming election, we've got two things going. This election that will take place will not only address the LSBs and their membership, but it will also address the PNB and the delegates. So that structure for that election process will be coming out probably sometime between April and May. And by the end of June, everyone would need to have already made a donation to the stations to be considered a member that can vote in the elections. So that's in place right now. And so we're encouraging everyone to get their members to vote. And so we can count the membership for the stations. They want that early. They don't want to wait and have that being done so that we get that information on June the 30th. But we want to start gathering that up now from the different stations so we know which membership we're working with. Those are the only things right now that's going on. And when everything is fleshed out, people will be directed where to go, put their names in, or if members from the nations that they would feel would make great members to the LSB or to the PNB, then, you know, they can start recruiting those people now. So that's what I have for you.
All right. Thank you so much. You all have heard your directors and their report to us from the activities on the national board. I'll take a stack of questions at this time. I see Member Avery Brown. You have the floor. Member Avery Brown, going once.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I had myself muted and forgot to unmute. Thank you all for those reports. I'll start with Minerva since she reported last. I'm curious, when you say that members must be considered a member by, I think, what did you say, April or May? And what happens if we recruit new members that join the station after that deadline? Are they not considered members and cannot participate in the upcoming elections if possible?
Is there a deadline, yes. Member Sanders? And if so, if someone is joined as a member of a local, of a station after that deadline, are they eligible to vote?
They, the eligibility I'm talking about are for the individuals that are planning on running for a position. So in order to be considered, and this hasn't changed, it's already on the page from pacifica.org that everyone has until June the 30th of 2026 to, and they'll give you the information that's needed to, as you're running, putting your name in to run, either for your LSB. And you do have to be a member really by September, between September and June. You have to be a member because they'll be looking to each station to provide their list of members that will be running for positions. And these individuals would be verified as a member, and they will have you. It hasn't changed. They'll have you do a write-up about, you know, why you feel you want to be in that position, and then asked you, and hopefully each station will do their presentations. We'll have, I heard earlier they talked about the news department taking this on. I don't know who's going to do it, but there does have to be a department where when you have individuals that have an interest in being at the station to present their thoughts for the station. What's your vision for your station? What's your vision for raising more membership? Things of that sort. So that will come into play then. But Verna, at least by June 30th, everyone needs to have those names in as to who the people are interested in running. I know previously we've had it where people put their information in the last minute and the night of the June 30th or the very next day, there are still people trying to run. So I think they're going to try to get that all cleaned up and make it so it's something workable. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it's just a little concerning, though, because if someone is just introduced to the station, you know, say, for example, in July, and really want to become involved. You're saying that that's too late for them to actually be a part of the election.
Yeah, let me try and just kind of give an example. Basically, as you know, in the LSB, you cannot be considered as a director if you don't have your candidacy in by 12/31. That was under the old bylaws. It's essentially the same thing here, Verna, where you have to have your candidacy in by 6/30/2026 in order to be considered for the national elections. That's just basically what it is. So if you want, I think Ron or somebody made a great point earlier that if you have somebody who's a potential candidate, you feel like is a great candidate to be a director, you got to get him going, get him up to speed before 6:30. So,
I would also like to add this. That's why it's so important that these timelines, be solidified and advertised as soon as possible. The PNB, has accepted that responsibility to make that happen. And we just have to make sure that that does happen, you know, in a timely manner. We can't do this and have a deadline for in July and people don't know about it. So that's one of the things that we're going to have to work on, diligently over the next few months.
Right.
Okay. And I had, if I may, Chairman, one question since Ron spoke.
Yeah. How many more you have just so I can kind of keep track of what's going on?
I'll just present one more. I have a couple more about since Ron spoke up. Ron, you, spoke about how, members that have turned out are able to serve again. And I'm not real clear about how that works. Can you expound on that project, on that process, please?
Well, because it's a new, this is a whole new process. This is a whole new structure. The people that would be running, could be those who, participated before. And see, once again, that's why these parameters have to be outlined, because, you know, people are termed out, under a different system. So if, we have to make a decision or at least advertise that people, you know, this is not the LSB of old. This is a whole new structure now. So, the process is new. So that's what, should allow them to, serve, to be a candidate. It's not an appointment. It's a candidacy.
Correct. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Member Avery Brown. I have a member from the community, so we're going to pause. Like I said earlier, or we agreed on earlier, between 8 and 8:30, if there's a member of the community that has something they'd like to say, we're going to give them the floor. So, Sabu, I see your hand. So you have the floor, sir. Go ahead.
Right. Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year's.
Thank you.
Representing the CAB, I don't know if y'all touch bases with that. I had some grandchildren in here and I had to get rid of them. So, I might have missed that little section, but if not, the CAB is still active. We had a meeting with the PNB, and as far as we know, we're still functioning and still doing things the way we're doing. So I just wanted to make note of that. You know, I was told that I needed to step forward and cover that. So we're still, you know, we got a new chair, and we're going to try to get back to some of our projects. That's it.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate that. While we're here, anyone else from the community before we move forward? All right. Hearing none. Member Kiasi, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah. I don't know whether this, should be brought up, under new business. I'll wait until then to bring this up, but, the whole process of choosing the PNB representatives, is that currently done by us, the LSB? And is this just, are we just filling slots until the end of this year? I'm kind of fuzzy on that because I see these people saying, hey, I'm running for PNB. Is that directed at us, the LSB, to make that decision? Or is this just someone running in the general election that's going to happen this summer?
Yeah. That is going to be in our, new business. And I'll just briefly say that there are two of, candidacy here. So you've got candidacies for your LSB, which is now, completely, separate under new bylaws from any candidacies at the PNB. Before, you only had really an LSB candidacy. And from that cachet of, delegates, you had delegates that then moved to form the PNB. So that process, under the old bylaws has changed in these 2025 bylaws. So I'll just briefly say that, but we'll dig a little bit deeper, David, you know, in new business.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you. Member Dixon Briggs, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the question that Verna asked Ron. So Ron, now I'm confused. Are you saying that a person who termed out, such as Wayne, Dennis, and myself, that there's no longer a one-year waiting period before any termed out people can run again?
That's the understanding I have, is that when we have these new, elections, you're going to be, as long as you're a member, you could be a candidate for office. That's my understanding here. So, unless there's another position, directors want to fill in there, but that's my understanding.
Okay. Thank you.
Ron, any opposition? I heard you.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Okay. Member Sanders, did you have something to add? No. She disappeared. All right. Member Williams? Nope. Okay. All right. Any other questions, for our directors? All right. I have a few. I was writing some notes. All right. So, this is for any of the directors that they want to speak to this. I heard that ED is being evaluated. We had a pretty robust evaluation process in the past here for both our general manager and program director. Is there a particular way in which you're evaluating the ED? Is there a what was the process that was employed to make that evaluation? If anybody wants to speak to that.
Is it, can I describe the process? So it's basically a 360 degree, evaluation, with, board members, employees, and the self-evaluation. And it's, both, well, there's, it's based on the current, the factors being evaluated are based on the current job description, and the evaluation tool is both you know, the kind of multiple choice, but you know, the direct answer and space for open comments. So, you know, the agree, disagree, strongly agree, that kind of a response, but then there's also a space with each of the questions for additional comments, so that there is quantitative feedback that can be structured, numbers of, you know, number of these answers on these questions, and then there's also qualitative feedback in terms of a narrative, as we did with ours.
Yeah,
there's the narrative comments as well.
Excellent. Yeah, that's what I was hoping there was something there for that. Thank you. I have a couple more, and then I'll get to you, Member Adams, here in a second. In terms of the elections, we have a lot of folks here, it sounds like, that may be considering, and this is for any of the directors, again, What's the most, in your opinion, the most important quality that a director for this foundation should have? Does anyone have a particular, characteristic quality for a really good, strong candidate? What should they have if they're to be a director of, the Pacifica Foundation? Any one of the directors? This is your opinion now.
The first thing I would say is open-mindedness. Open-mindedness, the willingness to consider other points of view, patience, okay. You know, those things go a long way when these meetings get long-winded. Those are the primary qualities: open-mindedness, competency, a willingness to consider other points of view. Those considering the number of people that will be involved and the community of people that will be involved, those are two of the most important traits to me.
Okay.
And I'm sure there are more.
Excellent. Thank you for that. I'll go ahead to Member Adams. You have the floor.
Can you repeat that question just so I can answer it the way I need to answer it? Can you repeat that?
I was asking what's the most important quality in order to be a director for the Pacifica Foundation? It's just an opinion for each of the directors. What's the most quality?
Okay. First of all, you need to have a love of the station, and then you need to know who you represent when you're sitting in that chair on this committee. You are representing the listener and every programmer if you are sitting here. And you have to at least have your finger on the pulse of what they are feeling and what they need and what they want to hear and feel when they turn on WPFW. We're not representing ourselves here. We're not representing each other here. We're representing our listeners and other programmers. That's the most important thing here. And I don't know what anybody else is feeling, but that's who I'm representing. I'm representing listeners.
Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Member Dixon Briggs, Member Sanders, Member Byfield, in that order. Member Dixon Briggs, you have the floor.
Okay. Two issues. One, just to, I know you're asking the directors, what's the most important quality. I was a director for a while, so I just want to throw my opinion in the hat. Is that under the current PNB, the way it's run, it's, two-thirds New Day. So if you're not part of New Day, not only do you need patience, but a high, high tolerance for what might be perceived as, injustice, an unfair way to run meetings, high tolerance to be able to deal with that as a minority opinion on that body, and an ability to deal with almost every vote. New Day is going to get 12 or 13, and non-New Day is going to get 7. So just an ability to be able to deal with, a sort of an inequitable situation. The question I wanted to ask, Dennis about the evaluation process of the ED, is in years past, Dennis said there's a 360, evaluation process. In years past, the LSB delegates were able to weigh into, to give feedback about the ED, and that was factored into the evaluation. Was that part of the process this year?
No.
Do you know, was there discussion about whether it should be, and it was just decided that it should not be, and if so, why?
No, there was no discussion. Not in the not in the meetings. I don't know if there was discussion in smaller meetings or among individuals, but there was, it was not, did not come up in the board meeting or in the personnel committee meeting.
So it's just the self-evaluation and then the evaluation by the PNB directors.
And the staff.
Yeah.
And the staff?
The national staff.
National, okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, thank you.
Member Sanders, you have the floor.
Thank you. What I would like to share is that definitely the person that goes to the PMB would have to have an open mind and be forward thinking. We have spent a lot of time for the time that I've been on the PMB talking about things that took place years ago or things that individuals feel like should still be available to address, that most of us who came in, I came in 21, and I had no history, and I wasn't on the PMB then, but when I came in, I had no information other than someone definitely said to me, just follow my lead and vote the way I vote. Independent thinking, I think, is a strong part of what we do and dealing with things that do not hurt our station. We should be thinking this is the first year that they have, in essence, been able to say that the stations are paying their funds that they pay to the national board or to the paying their money into the national board where they send their funds in. Previously, there is my understanding. I don't have it, but I know it's my understanding. There is one station that hasn't paid their money into the group for over 10 years. And now they're starting to pay because we've started talking about everyone who's on air. The air time is for all of us to be responsible for. And make, and the one thing about the PMB is looking at different activities that will help us update our services that we use, making sure that our fundraising systems are adequate and up to date, making sure we've had more bickering, more infighting, and then more lawsuits than we have at, that's taking money from what we could use for our stations. And people don't care. It's just that my message has to be first. I don't care what you say. And those type things cannot be in the group that you're talking about, that if we're going to, I'll call it this way, if we're going to play with the big boys, then we need to be able to have people who think in a big way and can help our network grow. That's what Pacifica's about. The station's growing. The stations themselves need to come together. What are things can we grow and do within WPFW to keep WPFW is one of their favorite stations. So what are some of the things that we can do so that others will join doing what we're doing? And again, for them, loving our CAB is something that's real important because those people came in, they didn't have any of that background. Like I told you, I was told and had people calling me up saying, vote this way because this is how I'm voting. I can't do that. I have to vote and do what my mind tells me to do. And I can tell you the things that have happened at the station I've been a part of, we've been very successful at them. I can't talk about what other people do and how they do it, but I'm not part of a clique. I believe that WPFW is great and it can be greater if we'll give it the opportunity and let what we've got going here work for the station. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Member Byfield, Member Hewitt, Member Lane in that order. Member Byfield, you have the floor.
Can I just come out, point of order? You're not expecting me to keep time. I mean, let's start with your question. So
yeah. I mean, let's keep it at 2 minutes, and I let Member Sanders go there, but we're trying to keep it at 2 minutes, y'all. Please, but go ahead, Member Byfield, you have the floor.
I think Vanessa raised a good point in terms of the evaluation of ED and how our LSB would have an input in the in what we believe the performance, he or she's performance was. Does our representative have a say in that, in the evaluation of that, of the ED?
The way that Member Williams explained it was that the Pacifica National Board, the directors have obviously direct input, so of which we have four that would have had input there. We also have the general manager. I believe it goes down to the program directors. I'm not sure, but you all can correct me.
Okay.
A couple more
okay,
there.
Okay, so we do have input. So what I'm going to say, and I've been very consistent from the beginning of my tenure on this board, is that we want to make certain that the ED should be protecting all of the networks, and since WPFW is our most is what we care about. There were several major mistakes that, in my opinion, is a reflection of incompetence. And I can name three. The Festival Center was lost because of the ED. The ED is afraid to get into lawsuits with people, because typically what the radio station does is settle on all issues. And I consider that to be finally, the issue that I talk about all the time, and I'm probably going to talk about it in new business tonight, is the grievance process, which puts us dead center in the bullseye for another lawsuit. And we're in the 13th month after 5 years of fighting to get that put in place. And I want to commend Tony Leon, who recently resigned from the board, for putting in the kind of work that he did. He's not here right now, but that, you know, really want to commend him for that.
That's 2 minutes, Mr. Chair.
That's negligence on the part of the ED. So I'd just like our representative to hear that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Member Byfield, Member Hewitt, and then Member Lane.
Going back to your question about qualities for PMB directors, I think you need to be a strong communicator, that you can get your point across in meetings orally, succinctly, and quick, you know. The others have touched on some other things, but the other thing I want to point out, which is not trivial for some folks, you have to be able to attend meetings in the evenings, because it's people from all three time zones, all four time zones. And so, most of the work happens in evenings that start at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. So, you know, just sort of your dedication extends to your time. And so hopefully you, at least enough of a night out that you can make the meeting. So I think some people have gotten tripped up by that in the past, particularly from the East Coast, and thought, you know, and then had to bail from the PMB. And so be a shame for somebody to go to the trouble to get elected and then find, you know, only to realize, oh, I can't hack these late nights, you know. So anyway, that's it. Thanks.
No, I appreciate this. These are the things that I wanted to kind of try and bring forward, since it's a lot more than just kind of running for the LSB now, that it's a lot more involved as a direct path to the national board. And, you know, we want to understand what a potential candidate might be in for. So, Member Lane, you have the floor.
Yes. To answer your question, I think that the most important quality is integrity. All the other qualities that were mentioned are important, but almost all of them can be faked. A person can fake most of those things. But if I can't trust your word, I don't have to agree with you, but I have to at least trust that you are speaking, you are telling your truth, that you're not faking it, that you're not telling me one thing when you mean another, that you're not giving me false information. Integrity. My father used to tell me all the time, that's the one thing that no one can take from you, is your integrity. That's my comment.
All right. Thank you. I have one final question again for our directors, and then we'll move forward really quickly. It has to do with the audit and the committee there. I did see on the ED's report that there's a firm now taking care of the taxes, which is great. There was some scuttlebutt in and around the tax exempt status. So I don't know if Member Sanders as chair, what that particular status is in terms of our tax exemption. Have any update there?
In terms of the tax exemption, it's very interesting to see what's going on, because what's happening with Pacifica is the same thing that happened with another group that I was a part of. And tax exemption, you have a certain time by which to pay the taxes. And if you don't, then they can put you on a list to say that you have not met your requirements to be considered a tax exempt. When you get on that list, you have a time frame within which to get that taken care of. And that's what the station or what Pacifica is working on now, to get all of that straight. And in doing that, we understand with the time frames, I think one has a time frame where you go from October to, I want to say it's March. Yeah, it ends in March. And you have to have all your information in by that time. And then the other one has a different date that you deal with. So right now, they are working with the IRS to get that sorted out, because one group showed us as being not in line with what we're supposed to be. And another group is saying that we are, because we've given them information that they were looking for. So now they're trying to get all of that straightened out, along with the person they're working with. So that's all I can tell you for now. So it's a fiscal year. And Julie put it in the chat. It's from October 1st to September 30th is our fiscal year. So we're trying to look at this. And this, the part that is showing us as not being in compliance is, this was done before I came to the PMB. They said it's 10 years old, whatever this was. And we had an idea of who was representing at that time. So the IRS, along with us, is working to get all that straight. And the executive director is taking the lead to make sure all of our information is correct with the IRS. So right now, what I'm hearing is that we may have some issues regarding being in compliance, but we are working to get all of this together. So it's not like this came up and there, and this is dealing with California law. So this is not dealing with DC or anything in this area. So we're in a new area and trying to get all of this straight to keep our records straight. And we have people, California attorneys, that are working with us to make sure these things happen. Okay. So that's the best answer I could give you right now.
Okay. Yeah, Julie, add something? Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to, so the point was, because our fiscal year doesn't align with the calendar year, there was some confusion about whether we had filed taxes from some time ago. The answer is we did. We got it cleared up, but the thing we have to do to, so that we don't appear on these websites as being inactive or whatever the term was, is we have to do a retroactive reinstatement, and Stephanie, the executive director, is taking care of that paperwork, and we expect that to happen really quickly. But so you know, the confusion comes from the fact that our fiscal year does not directly align with the calendar year, even though you're allowed to do it that way.
Okay. All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate that. Member Gordon and then Member Avery Brown. And then we have, we have a little bit more time. Go ahead.
I'm at the IRS's website, and based on the information on the IRS's website with respect to the Pacifica Foundation, the last 990 tax return that was filed was 2021, and the tax-exempt status of Pacifica Foundation was revoked on February 15th, 2025. The note on the website says organizations whose federal tax-exempt status was automatically revoked for not filing a Form 990 series return or notice for 3 consecutive years, and that's the listing, and that indicates Pacifica Foundation. So that's what the IRS website says. And anybody who wants to check it out for themselves, if you have the tax identification number of Pacifica Foundation, you can go and look at it for yourself and make your own determination about the cause of the loss of the tax exempt status, which is a serious issue.
All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Member Avery Brown, then Member Sanders, and then Member Lane. Oh, go ahead, Member Avery Brown.
Okay. So, as Robert just pointed out, this is a serious issue, and I just want to get my sort of wrap my head around just how serious is it? How has this, our not having our audits in line properly, compromised us as a network? And how will we benefit once our business is, once we do get our business in order?
There's two different things there, Verna. The audit is not anything to do with the IRS. The 990s, as Member Gordon just read to us, is what triggers the particular status with the IRS, not the audit. So they're two different things.
Okay, so but speaking in terms of the audits, how has that, you know, we haven't had our audits done properly for a number of years.
It's a foundational issue with the state of California. Mm-hmm. I think Member Sanders, she may want to follow up on that, but she had mentioned that earlier, that the audit is more so related to the fact that the state of California requires that. And so you got two different tracks. You got a state track, you got a federal track, and there's requirements for both.
So we're not compromised at all by not having that business in order, the audits.
I'd have to defer to Member Sanders as part of the, as the audit chair. Member Sanders, do you have an answer to that?
I'm sorry. We're waiting on the attorney and the person looking at our records to let us know what these mean. Which, are we compliant? Are we not compliant? So this is where we are right now. We were moving forward as compliant, and then we had someone bring this up who is not a member of the PNB. And like I said, the other group said, hey, I'm not going to deal with this. And so now we're back looking for people to help get this straightened out.
So, well, I'm just not clear as to our being in non-compliance. What has that compromised this network at all heretofore? And once we become compliant, how will that advantage us or benefit us?
So the question here, let me try and give it to you.
Okay.
Being out of compliance with the audit in terms of the state of California compromised the Pacifica Foundation in any way?
What I'm hearing right now, and we have the attorney and the person working on this now, and we've been given the executive director a list of other companies that we have that may have an interest in working with us. So we're working to get this straightened out, and accounting and auditing is not my key background, and we've applied for and got an extension on filling out our audit information. But for the other part, you know, they're working to get our record straight because they're finding out when they say, we don't have these documents for you. And we send them what we've got and they come back and say, oh, we didn't know this is how you were identified during this time period. So yes, we do. So they're trying to straighten this out for us. So Verna, I can't answer your question as to whether or not we're in compliance. There's still, well, we're in compliance with our knowledge of what's going on. And I can't say that we are for everything, but they're working to sort this out. And Stephanie is on it. She's sitting with the IRS people on a daily basis and talking back and forth with the California people on what they're looking at. So they're trying to get this cleared up. And you forget that this year we started.
Uh-oh. You still there?
Okay. I was reading someone's note in the chat that says we're not compliant when we send people whatever we send them. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop looking at that. I just saw that come up. But basically, we will let – my thing is that's why they get paid what I call the big bucks. So they'll work through all of this with the IRS, and this is the same thing that happened to another group that I was with, and it took them a little while, but it was cleared up. There were no fines, whatever, so I'm looking for the same here.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We're almost at time certain. I have 8:52. 8:55 is at time certain. So if you want to jump to the stack, I think, member Avery Brown, I think we've got the answer for you there. If not, we can follow up later, but let me go ahead and clear this.
I think we need to do a follow up because that didn't really answer.
That's fine. Send your question to Ellen directly and, member Sanders will get that question and I'm sure she'll be able to answer a little further. Member Lane, Member Nyawi, and then Miyuki, looks like you have something to add. So very quickly, Member Lane.
Yes, separate from the audit, the noncompliance because of the inability for whatever reason to file the 990s, resulting in a revocation, that is a very serious matter. It means that those that the revocation, my understanding was from February of 2025. Is that right? Did I hear that?
The statement from the IRS as read by Member Gordon.
Okay. That means that people who have donated to any Pacifica station after that date until now cannot write that off. Okay. That's the first thing. The audit, even though it's not directly related, the audit can inform the 990s, but you can still file the 990s, get an audit, and then file a correction. You can do that. I worked with an organization that started their work three years ago, but only filed for their tax-exempt status this year. They retroactively granted the tax-exempt status, and they made it retroactive to the date that the organization started doing work. A month later, they revoked the nonprofit status. The organization had to file their 990s and then ask for a reinstatement, which was granted. But not having your tax-exempt status becomes a very serious matter, especially for those that are donating larger sums of money. And yes, it does imperil Pacifica, and because if anyone wants to take them to court because of that,
very quickly,
that's a very serious matter.
Yep. All right. Thank you for that. We're at time certain for this matter. If we want to discuss it any further, I need a motion to extend. Hearing none, we'll move to our program committee report. The chair of the program committee is Member Sanders. Member Sanders, You have the floor.
At this time, Mr. Chair, since I've been dealing with some major issues with family and also dealing with whatever's going on with my computer, I have not been able, and health, not been able to really attend out the programming committee meetings, but we do have the survey for the programs that we're listening to that member David Kiyoshi had put out, and other people had stated that they would work with that information. I've not been a part of any information, and so I'm going to ask member Mike Hurst, who is vice chair, if he has any information about where they are with this and where this is going. So.
Okay. Thank you so much. Member Hirsch.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I think that we were on the precipice of approving it on our last LSB meeting. And so hopefully maybe we could do that under old business and just put that into operation.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anything further, or I guess in terms of the committee itself, we have the survey that needs to be implemented. Anything further in terms of what the program committee is working on? If not, that's fine. We don't have any.
Yeah, that's it as of now. Okay. And, we are going to be meeting, I guess in a week or so on Monday coming up. So
all right,
I'm looking forward to jumping into the new year.
Excellent. I do apologize. I don't have that on unfinished business. So if we want to get that survey, send me or send Ellen the request to have that added as unfinished, and then I can add that to the agenda. All right. But tonight doesn't look like that's there in terms of unfinished business, in terms of approving that survey. So that won't happen this evening. All right. Relocation. Anything from that committee?
No, actually, the relocation committee is on hiatus pending reorganization of the committee. So we have not met. I have nothing to report.
Excellent. All right. All right. We're going to move forward to our unfinished business at this time. So unfinished business, we have three items there: membership/fundraising, coordinator definition. If you all recall last month, we could not define or did not have a definition of what this particular 2025 bylaw position requires. We're trying to get a definition of what the membership/fundraising coordinator is and what it's supposed to do. So again, I'll defer to anybody at any of our directors. If any of you all had an opportunity to query some of the other directors or possibly the chair about what the definition of a membership/fundraising coordinator is, so that we can get that position filled. We had a nomination there last month of member Avery Brown. She was seeking a little bit more detail there. So do we have anything further there, or do we table this, or do we table or postpone this item for later?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, member Pinchback, go ahead.
Yeah, I move that that we table this once again because we just don't have the information. You know, we're engaging in speculation at this point is useless. And, you know, Brennan needs answers. We need answers. So I just think we just have to recommit ourselves to getting those answers before the next meeting. And then we can, deal with this, effectively.
It's been moved by member Pinchback that we postpone obtaining or defining the membership coordinator, fundraising coordinator. Is there a second to that?
I second it.
Any discussion? I see member Williams and member Adams in that order. Member Williams.
Yeah, I'm not trying to debate this now. I just want to make the point that the since there is no existing description and there doesn't seem to be any readily forthcoming, I just see this as an opportunity for the LSB to, you know, to define what that would be. You know, the general parameters, we understand what the goal is, and that we could, you know, the LSB could determine what the position would look like. But I'm not going to oppose postponing.
Hearing no objection. I'm sorry, Member Adams, go ahead. I didn't see your hand. Go ahead.
I mean, it's a simple Google thing. The Google in this says that they are responsible for establishing and implementing policies and programs to attract new members and coordinate membership promotion activities. If Ms. Avery is not up to that standard, then okay, fine. It's okay, but we just need to move on making sure that we have someone who fits that description for WPFW to hold that position. I'm okay with moving it to the next meeting, but let's understand that all you need to do is Google it and you can see what the parameters are for this position. And if Miss Avery Brown has the things to help her do those things, help her meet these parameters, then fine, let her do it. But let's make sure we have a good person, because membership, donorship, all of that is very important for WPFW, because right now we're, as Sataria mentioned earlier, we're losing membership and we're not gaining donorship, and someone who needs to fill those shoes to help us do that. Just saying.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you for that. If you would kindly send that definition to the secretary, and we'll make that part of unfinished business as a potential definition for what a membership fundraising coordinator should do. So thank you.
Put it in the chat.
Putting it in the chat.
I'm going to do my best to put it in the chat.
Let's use email for the secretary if we could. That's a little easier for her to work with. Thank you. Member Pinchback and Member Avery Brown, and we'll close this out because I think we've already got this settled to be at our next meeting. Go ahead, Member Pinchback.
I'm good. Thank you.
Member Avery Brown.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I don't think we should rely entirely on a Google definition of that. We need to adjust it to what we think at WPFW, a membership fundraiser position would entail. And I don't think it's a question of whether or not I or anybody else has the qualifications, although that has to be factored in. For me, it's whether or not I want to do that job. And I want to be clear about what that job is before I accept it. So that's my position. Thank you.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fine. Again, I think this all hinges on what exactly we're going to have this particular position do in its definition. Member Adams has suggested one for us, so we'll have that starting point, and then we'll move forward at our next meeting. Relocation Committee nominations is our next unfinished. We're asking anybody who wants to be a part of that committee to send their name in. You can self-nominate for this committee, just name in to Ellen. Ellen, have you received any nominations for the Relocation Committee?
There was a list sent to me of individuals who were interested.
Okay. Did you want to read that, or do you have that at your fingertips?
I don't have it at my fingertips right now. I'm sorry.
All right. So what we'll do then is, Ellen, if you could, once you retrieve that, Ellen will send out a communication about who's nominated already. We're taking up to 8. As you know, the national board mandated 2 standing positions, both the general manager, in this case, it's an interim general manager, and the chief engineer to be a part of that committee. We're taking an additional 8 members from this body to be added to that committee. So if you'd like to be a part of the relocation committee, you need to send that nomination in. Again, you can self-nominate to Ellen so that then we can have, essentially, if we have more than 8, we need to go ahead and make and have a vote, okay, on taking a position or taking a spot in the relocation committee. All right, so we need those into Ellen. Ellen, let's set 2 weeks from now again. That's what we did last time. So my proposal to the body is to have your nominations for, if you'd like to be a part of the relocation committee, to have that into Ellen by February 4th. Is there any objection to that time frame?
I just wanted to tell you that those who did the nominations that came in were sent around to everyone also.
Okay, no problem. I'm sure you did. We just don't have them listed up here for us right now. But anybody opposed to nominating, receiving, or sending in, nominations to Ellen for the relocation committee on by February 4th? All right. Hearing none, we're going to work on that again. Get your nomination in. Again, you can self-nominate. This is not something where someone has to nominate you. If you'd like to be a part of that committee, you can join. All right. New business. One of the items that I want to bring to everybody is our goals for 2026. We tried to implement some goals last year. I had a list, and we try to get a few kind of forward facing items. We wanted to have a link on the website that kind of gave a little blurb, a picture and blurb of who's on the board so that folks can readily identify who's taking place or taking part in representing them on this particular body. We tried different things to make that happen and it didn't. But what I want to bring to you all tonight is a couple of points and for your consideration as goals for this committee. So let me share my screen really quickly. And I'm hoping you all can see this. For those who can't, maybe dialed in on the phone, I do apologize, but I'll read it off what you're looking at. All right. 2026 proposed goals. Number one, connecting with other community organizations to form a network of support for those in need or crisis. And I'll read them all off first, and then we can discuss them in order. Number 2, develop a committee to organize the youth ages 10 through 17 for the purpose of educating them about WPFW, community radio, and the social impact of media. Number 3, set up voter registration sites throughout the region, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and organize for transport to the polls. Number 4, set a goal of adding new members by month, quarter, etc., and tie that total number to a fundraising goal. And so what we're doing, what I'm suggesting here, number 1, is that we all have networks and contacts outside of WPFW. And a lot of those are like-minded community organizations. And what you're noticing now in the country and around the city, the metro area now, is a disruption of community. It's coming from the federal government. It's coming from other activities and really breaking the chains that kind of bind the community together. And I think we have to be intentional about reconnecting those binds. And what I would think that this body could do is use our connections, whether it's through labor, the unions, other nonprofits, activism, and to make sure that we're all forming a cohesive group that if there is an issue, there's a problem, that we can quickly connect each other and support each other in times of need. So that's what number one is. That's kind of the flesh on that bone. The second one is an ask that we actually have a committee to form a youth organization or a youth committee. I think a lot of people heard earlier on there's a youth brigade that the management has in place. What this body or what this committee would do is kind of be a support or a way in which we could funnel some of the youth into that youth brigade and build it up. The youth are going to be the future. We see the attitudes and the way in which a lot of people are presenting themselves in the country right now. We of a progressive organization need to counter that. And I think the best way we can potentially counter that is to make sure that those who are coming up in the world, the young ones, understand just how important it is to have community radio, just how impactful community radio can be. So that's two. I think number three is a no-brainer. I think that's an obligation that we should do just as a civic duty, okay? So that's really getting out into the community, tabling somewhere, libraries, anywhere else, to get people registered to vote. And I think that's something we could pretty easily set up as a committee to do. And, of course, number four, it dovetails into the community outreach committee where they'll be setting a goal. Each month we want to add X amount of members. Is it 10? Is it 15? Each month of those 10 or 15, we anticipate collecting X amount of dollars. Is it 500? Is it 5,000? Whatever it might be. But we want to set a goal for ourselves so we can measure ourselves to see that we're actually adding to the numbers in our organization and we show growth and progress. So those are kind of the goals I just was thinking about setting up. I'll send this, it's a small little document. I'll send this around, but I'm opening the floor for discussion, on those particular goals. So I'll take a stack at this time and then we can have a discussion. I see member Adams, your hand is up. Go ahead.
2 minutes, Kamau.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Yep. Same time. Mm-hmm. Member Adams, you're up, or maybe that's a legacy hand. I'll move forward. Member Sanders and then Member Pinchback in that order. Member Sanders, go ahead.
Yes. I think these ideas that you have with these 4 points are things that we definitely should be doing. My message has always been that we need to reach out to our youth because that's our future. And in doing that, I know that we're saying there's a group that has already been formed. If we can get some insight as to what that group is doing, then it helps us understand how we can bring young people in. And in doing that, when you have young people, a lot of them right now, I don't know if schools are still doing it, but they have community service projects. Maybe them coming in and taking a part with us to do, whether it's at tables or whatever it is, in terms of trying to help inform them about what's going on in our area, that we look at something like that where we can add in our schools and ask them to supply students to be part of this. And I think it's a great idea.
All right. Thank you very much. Member Adams, are you there? If not, we'll move to Member Pinchback.
I am here. Thank you so much.
Yep.
I'm all behind you with this. But however, we are a LSB, Listener Station Board. And the Listener Station Board is the voice of the listener. And we still have not reestablished the Listener Station Board show on Fridays. That usually used to happen one Friday out the month. So how are we going to say we are supporting who we support when we don't even have, we are not even giving them a voice? That is a problem for me. those of us who are listeners, and we represent the listeners, where's our stance? Where's our voice? You guys have taken that away. What are you going to do to reestablish that? Do that. And then I will understand why you are acting in the way that you are.
Okay.
That's what I have.
Okay. And if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that in order to maybe address these goals, it'd be useful to have a local station board show, right?
Yeah. We need to have at least a point where our listeners can have a voice in what we're doing because we represent them.
Absolutely. Duly noted. Member Pinchback and then Member Lane in that order.
I think your list is very good. I think it's a good start. Everything that you got on that list is in line with the new goals of the LSB, of the LSBs. We have to be more involved. They expect us to be more involved with community outreach and such. Well, here are four measures that clearly demonstrate that effort and put some goals behind it. Now, I would add this also and consider this. I think that our seniors are also an important constituency when it comes to WPFW. And we have to also find a way to re-engage seniors who may have been listening for years or maybe just discovered the station, whatever. But they're the ones who are supporting the station right now. So we don't want to write them off. I just think there should be something that's added to our outreach efforts, to seniors, about, telling their stories and sharing their moments, highlighting their goals and efforts. So I would just add that one thing that we include seniors in this process.
All right. Duly noted. Thank you. Member Lane and then Member Byfield. This is just an open discussion now, so we can, between now and the next meeting, we'll try and hopefully add some more details and flesh to the bones, and then maybe, formulate some committees around, the goals that we want, for 2026. So Member Lane, Member Byfield in that order. Member Lane, you have the floor.
Yes, I concur with both Member Pinchback and Member Adams. I do think that we need to, and I think that it calls for a tweaking of programming. Even though that's not what we do, we can at least, make the plea. I also think we don't really have a consistent comedy show. That used to be a big thing, or even a storytelling show. But when it comes to the LSB show and the voice to the listeners, the only thing that I would say is that we need to give a little bit deeper thought into how that is going to be designed. But I think we need to have it. I think it needs to be there. And I think that you can begin to realize the things that are on your list with those things in place. You got to remember, at one time we did the whole spectrum from programming for seniors as well as for young people. I mean, I'm not just talking about when I used to do a hip hop show. I'm talking about storytelling that we used to do for 10-year-olds. We used to do that on WPFW. And so we need to consider some of those things. That's all.
Thank you. Member Byfield and then Miyuki in that order.
Yeah,
To your point, almost everyone who spoke, which is why I go back to the retreat, because what we're doing is taking an LSB meeting, maybe 30 minutes out of it, and I agree with a lot of your ideas, Mr. Chair, but I just think it would be more thoughtful and for us to dedicate a half a day, whether it's 5 hours or 4 hours, which is what we used to have. I was the person that spearheaded the retreat, and again, I'm committed to it, and I volunteered for it last year, and I'm volunteering for to doing it again this year. It's easy. We have membership. We have a place which is very centrally located. You know, what happened, to summarize it, is we have a lot of smart members with a lot of good ideas that they talk about or that we talk about. And what happens is, it goes out, some of it gets incorporated in some way, shape, or form, and some of it does not. But we're not intelligently and strategically or methodically putting that in a form and paper and trying to implement it. And that is really what I'm trying to advocate for us to revisit, because we have done that before. When I served on the board the first time, I think the last time we did that was 2017. I could be wrong, because I wasn't during the years before the pandemic, I wasn't around, so I don't know what occurred then. But I just want to reiterate that again, that may be a better forum for us. I serve on another board, and you know, that is the standard.
That's 2 minutes.
Thank you,
Chair.
Oh, thank you for that, Member Gordon. Yeah, no, I don't disagree, Member Byfield. I think that, obviously 10, 20 minutes here in the meeting for something, I think that are the goal setting for the year probably can't get hashed out. So yeah, to your point, the retreat would definitely offer us some more time to, lay out and, put actual, action items in place, for our goals. So thank you for that. Member Williams, the other Williams.
Thank you very much, Chair. And I thank you for your goals for the LSB. I think they're admirable, and I think they're really strong and collaborative with the station's goals, and I think it's wonderful. I just wanted to expand for Member Sanders about the Brigade. The Brigade are young people. They're from 30 to about 45 years old. They've come to the station individually. Jordan Strudwick, who's a young person that I know, has individually recruited many of them. And then we asked them to recruit some more. DJ Abby is, the elder or the mentor who is handling those group, that group of people. And we try to fold them into the station as best we can. We ask, programmers if they're willing to mentor them or train them or help them. Candy Shannon, Bill Wax, Willard Jenkins have all agreed and have started doing so, myself. And they've been integrated into the things that we've done. For example, for the Jazz and Justice Festival that we had at Malcolm X Park, part of the festival was we had seating with elders at the Josephine Butler Center. Janua's last name escapes me in a second, but Janua, as well as some of the others, thank you. Many of the other elders in the community work together with young people, filming and interacting with them to do that kind of work. These young people are very talented. They're very, very passionate, but they're also very, very busy. So it's hard to corral them into any type of single thing. I mean, the reason why they're so good and they're interested in people is because they are so capable in WPFW. However, their time in terms of patience, in terms of what they can focus on, seems to be directed many directions. So we don't have as good of a handle on it as I would like. But they are there, and they are working.
Let me follow up really quick on that, if I could. And my question would be, would something like the LSB incorporating a attention span to the youth. And I, you know, again, I'm just throwing out the ages 10 to 17. Sounds like what you're calling a youth brigade is more like a young adult, maybe brigade or something like that. But, either way, would that encourage, and I think I have, we have a member McLean might be involved as well, in the youth brigade. Would that encourage, you think, the folks that you're working with maybe to be more attentive, seeing as though they would have maybe a cachet of younger folk, you know, to mentor?
Frankly, I don't know, Kamal. That's a good question. I could pose it to them, and I appreciate that. I think it's a great idea. When I say young people, I guess I was categorizing them into terms of the time. At the time I joined the station back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, there was a core of us. There was about 20 of us that came at the same time, Bobby Hill, Katia. There's just a whole list of people who are on the air now. Some of them have gone on to do other things, but there's about 20 of us that were very actively involved in all different aspects, trying to create that. But the world is very different now in terms of options and different things that people can do. So I would love to, discuss with you further how you think that could work, and we could even propose it to them. So thank you for that. But I don't know. I don't have the answer for that.
Sure. No, just kind of throwing it out there. Member McLean, I don't know if you're available, and I'll get to you, Member Pinchback, in a second. Do you have anything to offer there, or do you have any suggestions, or what your experience been in the youth brigade?
Yeah, Miyuki can correct me if I'm wrong, because I think maybe you all had one more meeting where I was not there. But I think one of the biggest things that early on, you know, Jordan, me, Abby, et cetera, discussed was, you know, we can recruit youth. I think it's just a matter of setting up, and what Miyuki is talking about is the capacity in that programming. There are people who are interested. It's just a matter of, we need an infrastructure to make sure that, you know, if they say, yeah, you know, right away, we're so interested, we want to be involved, that we know exactly what we're going to do with them. So I think it's really just, to me, it seemed like, you know, a matter of setting up the infrastructure so that when we do recruit, you know, folks who are interested, because we do know folks, that there would be room and space for them. And I think that's more of what Miyuki is speaking about, of creating more of that programming. So I think that's what needs to be built. It's not necessarily just the matter of recruiting, but it's the matter of capacity for the infrastructure once they are there.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you. Member Pinchback.
You know, I just wanted to say this. retreats are nice, but they're, you know, one-shot deals. What we need is consistency. Instead of having a single retreat where we go and do our notes and then that stuff is either put on the shelf or forgotten. But these groups that are mentioned in this idea they need consistency. Just like Mariah just said, you know, we can recruit people all day long, but what are we recruiting them for? Where are we going to plug them in at? Okay. So maybe a series of round tables, you know, that we could set up open to all those various groups, where we can sit down and hash some of this stuff out, get some new ideas, some old ideas. So I'm just putting that on the table. Because consistency, creating opportunity and then going through with it, that's what these folks are looking for. They're looking for opportunity, you know, and, you know, not just talk. Yeah. So that's it. That's all I had to say.
No, I appreciate all that. Like I said, you know, it's definitely just some proposals. And what I'd like to do, again, you know, send these out, to the body. Let you all kind of meditate on it. I understand Member Byfield wanting to kind of allow for a longer time frame to discuss it. So, you know, all of that we'll take into consideration. But first and foremost, you know, just adding your thoughts and comments on each of the proposals. Hey, this looks kind of ambitious, not really doable. Hey, this looks great. Whatever you might want to offer, you know, get that back to Ellen. We'll put it into, a document, and then we can further discuss that and make sure we're all on the same page going forward. I think we can't give this 100% to the outreach committee because, you know, all these are technically outreach activities. So I do think that at this point with what the bylaws, how these 2025 bylaws are structured, all of us are pretty much on the outreach committee. There's really nobody that can say, hey, I'm not involved in outreach. I mean, it's essentially what, we're being mandated to do. So with that, you know, don't say, hey, I'm not on that committee, so I'm not involved. No, everyone, needs to kind of, you know, dig their heels in and get involved in that. All right. All right. So with that, like I said, I'm going to send these out and you all give us some feedback back to Ellen. And then we can, continue a discussion and make sure again, we're on the same page. We're going to move now to number two, unless there's something else on the goals. We're going to move now to number two, which is the, nominations for the open delegate seats, for the LSB. And there's a little bit of discussion that I've heard going around about how those particular seats get filled. And I think, Member Hewitt touched on it earlier in her discussion around the PMB that, they're actually trying to fill up what looks like a little bit of a hole in how each of those, or how their, positions, their director slots are filled. And so we want to make sure, you know, we're kind of, you know, using our resources and time to kind of move about it in the same manner. What we did in the past is we took some nominations and then, voted on those nominations in the interim. There's some folks here now that were part of that last year that were filling, slots. And then also what I really want to, you know, also tee up is because, there potentially may be some directors that drop, if there's anyone that may drop from our particular group, that we want to make sure that PFW is represented in full and whole, at least until whatever elections, however they may fall out, that we're represented in full and whole with someone we choose to go to the national board. So with that, there's a little bit of tee up I'd like Member Williams to kind of give us on kind of where we are as a group, as an organization, the foundation, in terms of filling those slots. So Member Williams, Dennis Williams, if you want to kind of give us a little insight as to, you know, how we want to fill positions with the organization.
Okay. Thank you. We will have, it looks like, four delegate seats to fill on the LSB, and we can continue to do that as we have in the past, or come up with a new process. I think we have a sort of a free hand to determine how to do that. I want to take a minute to talk about the national board, as I am terming off of the LSB. I am currently a director on the national board. The bylaws allow me to remain in that position because they are no longer linked. The national directors are no longer seen as representatives of the LSB and will no longer be chosen that way in the future. That is sort of not what I signed up for. I see myself as representing the WPFW membership, through my being chosen by the elected delegates of the local station board. So I sort of prefer that model, the old way. That's just the way I look at it. So my intention actually is to resign from the national board. I haven't done so because I wanted to get a sense of what the succession process would look like. The national board is working on that now. And apparently there will be nominations at the national board and they will vote on replacements. If there is a vacancy from any of the five stations, What I would like to see is if this body, the LSB, could determine, decide on someone that that it would want to, again, represent WPFW as a national director. And if this body could agree on that, then what I would do is nominate that person to replace me and resign from the national board. It would be nice if the, you know, if there are the sort of chosen local representative had the support of all of the WPFW directors. That's obviously up to the individuals, but at least it should, the nomination could come from a WPFW director, and you know, let the PNB know that there is an expressed desire on the part of the local station board to have a particular person in place throughout the rest of this year. And then, as we've heard before, later this year, there will be separate elections, direct elections for the national board and for the local station board. So all of that will be up for renewal, starting next year anyway, but this will be for the remainder of this year.
All right. Thank you for that. Yeah. So what, I'm going to ask here of you all, first and foremost, is number one, for our LSB, we have four, positions open. They're all, listener positions, listener members, and we would need nominations, for those four. You all are out in the communities. Again, we kind of had a discussion about what it means to be a director of the foundation, the qualities there. I think that goes without saying, hand in hand with what the quality should be at the local station board. So what I'm asking from you all is nominations for listener members of the LSB, of which there are four. All right. So we want to have those into Ellen as soon as possible. Remember, they have to be members of WPFW. And you know, the qualifications for membership there. I hope everyone knows the qualifications for membership. And then in terms of what Member Williams is saying about his position, that I want to have a discussion here now, that can we have a vote majority on this, a thought about who we want to represent us if Member Williams steps down, and then also vote on that particular nomination. Is there one? Is there two? Let's have that discussion here now while we have a, you know, time certain, 10 o'clock or 10:10. Let's have that discussion now about how we want to fill that slot. Do we just want to, leave it to the national board? Do we want to say to them, hey, we've got somebody that we really feel can represent us and, replace, Dennis and be effective for us locally? Sure, there's going to be a national election in a few months, so be it, you know, things will change there. But do we want to actually, you know, move forward and suggest and give them and give Dennis the ability to nominate somebody for the national board? So I'll take a stack at this time on that question about how we want to proceed if Member Williams does decide he wants to step down. Member Byfield, you're up. Okay. He think that's a legacy hand. Member Adams, Member Lane, in that order. Member Adams, go ahead.
No one has the right to, we are a listener board. No one has the right to say, I choose you to fill my shoes. That is up to our listeners. Come on now. Let's not make this something different than it should be. we are listener board. And we supposed to be doing what our listeners are doing. Dennis has that. He has no authority to say who's going to choose his legacy or whatever.
That's not, let me stop you real quick. That's not what was being said.
Well, tell me what is being said, because that's what it sounded like to me.
No, I know. Basically what we're saying here tonight is that us as a body, of which the listeners have voted, both you and I and everyone else here, into these positions. So through us, they're being represented. So it is a listener representation if we decide here tonight, if we want to vote on who should potentially replace Dennis in the director's slot. That's all we're having a discussion on. It's not Dennis declaring it by edict that he wants to have this person replaced. All of us here as a membership body is going to determine that. That's what's going on.
We need to vote on who's going to replace him and all the other seats that are open.
Yes. Yes.
We really need to decide how we, because there are some questions, even with the PNB, on how we are doing this. And they're looking at us.
I don't know if the PNB knows anything. It was just the first time.
Oh yeah, they are, because they're saying there are different stations that vote a different way on how to fill these seats.
I got you. All right. Well, I think we need to consider somebody, and I think we'll have that discussion. Noted, and it's not going to be something that Dennis does on his own at all. We would never.
No, but we need to have our listeners involved.
Okay.
Can I make one quick point about that?
Yeah.
Are you are you denying me recognition from the
room? No, I'm not, Dennis. Go ahead, Dennis. No, I'm not, Dennis. I'm sorry.
Chair, may I make a point quickly? That the ultimate decision on this is going to be made by 20 people, and only 3 of them are WPFW listeners. So the most weigh-in that the WPFW listeners are going to have on this would be through this board.
Yeah.
Then we need to make sure that the PFW listeners are representing we need to note that the board is representing the listeners. We do need to make sure of that.
Thank you so much. Member Lane, you have the floor.
Yes. Am I hearing that there's a distinction between the 4 members of the LSB that have termed out that are listeners that need to be replaced versus Member Williams, who is both a board member as a listener, but also on the PNB. Am I hearing him saying that we need to think about how we're going to replace him on the PNB, not the LSB? Am I hearing that correctly?
You are correct, sir.
Okay. All right. Second. What is the remainder of your term, of his term, and what is the real time commitment?
Okay. So the terms, again, this is 2025 bylaws, okay? So the remaining terms for all of those who sit on the national board right now is through December 2026, the end of the year. All right. So there really aren't any changes there until elections happen and everyone will, you know, flip seats at the end of the year. So that's the remainder of his term if he chooses to stay. What's your second question?
What is the actual time commitment?
Okay. Go ahead, Dennis, please.
Yeah. So there is one monthly national board meeting. First Thursday of the month begins at 8:30. Usually it's been running about 2 hours. And every director is also a member of a committee, and that committee may meet one or two times a month. And all those meetings are at 8:30 because, you know, the people on the West Coast, it's 5:30. So the way to get everybody in. So it's normally, as I would say, on average, it's three meetings a month, with whatever, preparation is needed, you know, between meetings, just like on this board.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. So, again, I don't see many folk chiming in, but the question that I'm proposing is that we have nominations from this body, those who are here, those who have not termed out also, so remember that. And then from that, we vote from that nomination.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Who's this?
Yeah, I this is Michelle. I do have one question.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Do I understand from Dennis that he doesn't, one reason that he wants to resign is because there's a shift in how the representatives to the DMB are going to be viewed and treated, which is they're no longer seen as representatives of the local station board, but members of Pacifica. Is that correct?
Yeah,
that's right. No, well, it's not representatives of the local station board. They don't come from the local station signal. You know what I mean? Like, so either way, it's basically anyone in the nation can represent Pacifica at this point. They don't have, and nobody has to be from Washington DC at all. And so that's the way that the foundation has determined, is the fit for the organization. What we're asking here is in the interim period that we have from our body, somebody to represent us locally as Dennis does now and as member Hewitt, Pinchback and Sanders do.
Point of clarification.
I think it's only right that we at least as a body say, hey, we have somebody that we think should be able to replace Dennis in that position. And we voted on that person and here they are. You know what I mean? And then that way, if Dennis does decide to step down, we're ready with somebody who can fill that, that position.
Point of clarification.
Go ahead.
Number one, does the person replacing Dennis on the Pacifica National Board need to be a listener?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound certain.
No.
I think that is correct.
Yes. Yeah. Let's just go with that. Let's not muddy the waters. He's a listener. We'll replace it with listener. So, Byfield and Adams, I think those are legacy, so I'll go with Member Hewitt. Go ahead, Member Hewitt. You have the floor.
Nope, mine is not a legacy.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Member Adams. Actually, you've spoken to the matter already, so let me go ahead to Member Hewitt. She has not had
it. No.
Member Adams, please.
We ain't speaking to the matter.
No, you've spoken to this question on the floor already.
No, it really isn't.
Please allow Ms. Hewitt to mute her.
Member Hewitt's going to speak, and I'll come back to you. You've already spoken once. Go ahead, Member Hewitt.
Yeah, so three quick points I wanted to make. One is, under the 2025 bylaws, in the 2026 elections, the person who represents WPFW, the person elected, there will be a seat, a director who's elected from the WPFW membership to sit on the PNB. So there has to be one person at least, right? So I want to make that clear. Could they live outside of the listening area? Sure they could. What's the likelihood that someone who lives outside the listener area would get it elected? I would think slim. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second point I wanted to make is the bylaws read that for this interim period, if someone, the PNB elects any replacement for PNB directors and the LSBs would elect any LSB member replacements. And because we were all elected under, you know, the sort of, rubric that there were, you know, three listener members to every staff member, right? You have to be replaced by someone, from the same class. And when it comes to the PNB, someone from the same station. So the same station and class. So somebody would have to be a listener member from WPFW to replace Dennis. Okay. And then the third point I want to make, which is an extremely common misconception, is that when someone is on the PNB, yes, in the past you were elected from the LSB, and a lot of us have thought of those people as representing, and a lot of you have been mad at some of us because you think we didn't vote the way you would have wanted us to vote. But when you are on the board of directors of a foundation, a nonprofit foundation, you have fiduciary responsibilities that go beyond the membership of WPFW. I just want to
That's
be crystal
two
clear.
Minutes, Mr.
That
Chair.
Has not
That's
changed.
10
Thank you very much. That has not changed.
Got it. Thank you. All right. Member Adams.
I don't even remember what the hell I was. What my situation is, I cannot, I just need to remove this for a moment. Don't, I will come back to it.
All right, okay? Member Kiyasi, you have the floor. David, you're up. Member Kiyasi, going once.
David, you're muted.
Yeah, David, you're muted.
Which violations found to increase?
All right. Well, let me try and while David's trying to unmute. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I'm back. Okay, sorry. My laptop messed up. I went to some screen. I didn't know what it was. I had to step out for about 2 or 3 minutes, so I may have missed something. But Kamau, are you saying that the LSB will vote on a replacement for Dennis, right? And then that will be our recommendation to the current PNB. They can say we don't like the person.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Their own discretion, but at least we'll be on the record as saying we support this particular member.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right. So I'll need a motion. If we can do that, and then we can have a motion to determine the process, and then we can move forward with the process. I can help with the motion. We can say that, we move to, select, from our current membership, a replacement for a listener director at the national board, if such opening occurs, because we don't know if it's definite or not, but it would be something along that nature that, this body will, nominate and select via vote, a listener replacement on the national board for a director if such replacement is necessary.
So move.
All right. Anybody want to second that? Well, that's you. Sorry.
Second.
Thank you. Ellen, did you get that? Hopefully you understood where I was going there.
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion before we vote?
Yeah.
Member Lane, go ahead.
Okay. Does this apply to non-listener members to the PMB?
Does the, oh, you mean if somebody who's a staff member?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, this is specific to, the situation that we brought up with a listener member.
Should we include it in case that eventuality happens?
I mean, I guess, but I mean, I think we're trying to address the situation at hand.
All right.
And, you know, at least this is something you all can consider. I don't think that we need to start adding so much more where we don't address the specific matter that we're trying to solve, but I'll let you amend if you'd like.
No need.
Okay. But I understand your point. I think this is a very specific point or situation.
A problem with this because
Hold on.
I got a problem with this.
Remember Adams, hold on, please. Give us a moment. We're trying to figure this out.
I'm not going to go any further. I just want you to know I got a problem with it.
Help me help you. Respect the chair, please.
I am. I'm just saying I got a problem.
Say you're called on.
Respect the body, please.
Say you're called on. All right, so we have a motion on the floor, and we have a discussion on the motion. I didn't hear anybody who wanted to discuss it any further, unless there is. Do you have any opposition?
Me.
Go ahead. Speak.
My thing is that you are a programmer and there is a situation here where we need to note that your situation is a problem. I'm sorry. 65. But y'all are not equipped to make decisions on how these things ought to be done. If you're going to be, you are, you are making decisions as to whether we do them, and whether it's a situation where it is a proper, yeah, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. No worries. We'll go to Member Pinchback. Member Pinchback, you have the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Go to him.
All right.
Listen, you're not gonna do this, you know, okay? So forget it. Now, Dennis is in a situation, he's in a unique situation where, he is a listener representative. And that's what we have to act on. Nothing else, no speculation. You know, he's not a member of no other class, but he is right now a listener member of the PMB, and that's what he's attempting to correct, and the only way to do that is for him to step down and allow someone else to replace him. So that's the procedure as it exists right now. Okay,
Okay, I got you.
All right, we're at time certain, and so we're at 10 p.m. If we want to discuss this further, I need a motion to extend. Is there a motion?
There's a motion to extend for at least 10 minutes.
Motion to extend to 10 minutes from Member Adams. Any objection?
Yes.
I object.
I object.
Who's that? Ooh. Yeah. Okay. You object. All right.
Who? Was that?
There's an objection to
Don't matter.
No, I don't need to know who that female is.
Listen, you know,
hold on.
This is
point of order. Would you please call the member to Dave. Order?
Member Adams.
Ooh.
Member
Hewitt.
You're
forget it.
You're interrupting and disrupting the meeting.
Thank you.
Don't understand that.
Good night. I'm leaving this. Fine.
Please stop.
Whatever, Julie.
Please stop.
Fuck you. Y'all get do what y'all do.
Please stop.
Do what y'all do. Do what y'all do.
Night.
All right. So we are there's an objection to extending, so what we'll do is, can I get a motion to postpone at least, and then we can move forward for the night? Motion to postpone on this matter.
So move.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is Member Sanders. I move that we postpone.
All right. Motion to postpone. We'll do that until unfinished business next month. Action items for tonight. I'm going to hear from everybody on the 2026 goals. We'll send those out, and I'm expecting feedback from that. And then number two is we're still going to consider what the definition of the membership coordinator is. Membership fundraiser coordinator is. So we need to handle that. And then lastly, member Bruce is here. I want to give him a second to address the body. And if he wants to, since he's turning off, finish up.
Wow. What an act to follow. Look, for the past 6 years, you guys have been you've been something. I haven't quite come up with terms for it, but you've been a part of my life. And I have loved and hated and, been tested and tried, through some of the earlier meetings that were like 5.5 hours. And if you weren't on the board, then you're lucky you missed that. You missed the 5.5 hour joints because they were terrible. But I have sat through some of the, most interesting conversations, and it reminded me that, people would laugh at my name, Wayne Bruce, and I don't know why. I haven't found out why yet. I haven't found out why it relates, why it's cute, why it's funny. But it has allowed me to sit with, giants. I look at most of you as giants. Some of you haven't proved that you're giants, but I know it's in there, and you'll prove it to some people sometime. I mean, some of the people I grew up listening on the radio to, Ron Pinchback, Verna Avery Brown, that's the sound of Washington, D.C. I tell people all the time I'm from Georgia, but I'm from Georgia Avenue in D.C. That's the Georgia I'm from. And I want you all to know that a kid who grew up listening to this station, Wash and Nat Turner and all those people, grown into an old man and enjoyed my time here on this board. It has been a wonder to just serve with you and our latest version of this board, being led by Kamal Harris, is incredible. It has been the most effective part of this thing. Even going through what we went through in the downsizing and stuff with PNB. But I want to remind you that the station, PFW, is Jazz and Justice. And the station
will take care of, as a jazz musician raised in that genre. I play jazz and R&B, and a lot of people don't know that I play with some of my heroes in the game. You know, the George Dukes and Stanley Clarks, and I've actually played with them. So, and had a band locally, if you want to check it out, it's called Spur of the Moment. We've been around a few years, about 35. And, you know, it has been the justice part that is the hard part, that is going to be on you to uphold your part of the justice part. The musicians will take care of the jazz. The programmers will take care of the jazz. But your local station board and the people surrounding it need to take care of the justice part. And so as I leave the board, I want to remind people that in every movie with like a little superhero, or not even a superhero, people like Batman's a superhero. I don't know why they pick Batman when they talking to me. I still don't know, but they always talk to me about him. And I want to remind people, Batman was a regular ass person who had the money to do gadgets and to do things and fix things, but he was really smart, as you are. So I'll forever listen, and I'll forever get reports and chime and check you out and where you at. But I'm depending on you as a listener and a jazz artist to uphold the justice part and be smart. Thank you,
brother. Appreciate that. And with that said, I think we're going to get a motion here before we close out.
Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Objection?
Second.
No objections, I don't think. All right. I appreciate everybody's patience. Thank you all for that. A lot of
thanks, everybody.
Wait a minute. Happy New Year.
Hold on. Who's saying wait a minute?
Happy New Year.
Hold on.
Happy New Year.
Ellen?
I just said Happy New Year.
Ellen?
Happy New Year.
Ellen, go ahead.
No, I just said Happy New Year.
Oh, I thought someone was saying something. Is that you, Michelle?
No. I was the person that said, wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Michael Byfield.
Byfield, go ahead.
And, you know, we did not have on our agenda anything about the grievance process. Now,
motion to adjourn.
Maybe.
Motion to adjourn.
Member Byfield, please.
Maybe.
Motion to adjourn.
Hold on. Member Byfield, let me help you. Let's make sure we get that on unfinished business. I send the agenda out for you to update with that itinerary. If you want that on there, let's make sure it gets on. I'll have it on there. We'll add it. We'll make sure we discuss it. But if you don't have it on there, the body can't go there. All right. All right. We're adjourned. Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Come on.
Everybody stay warm.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.